Mission for us. 39-yard line, second and two for Warrington. Motion man to the right. Johnson takes the snap. Hands tailback, running right. He's going to be hit and stopped right at the first down marker.
That's number seven. That's their senior running back, Austin Haas. Haas picks up two. One official has it as a first down, and the other one says it's just slightly short. They're going to bring the chains out, I think, because they marked the ball outside the well, now they're going to bring it back inside and say it is short.
That
it's
is
going to bring
short.
Up a third and about a half yard for the Warriors on their first possession.
Third down and very short. About a foot and a half. High snap. The handoff left. Pass with it. He's hit behind the line and a loss on the play, and now move them back about a yard.
They marked it. The official on the zither sideline marked him all the way down to the 37.
If they mark
it, they give
there,
that. It's going to be enough for a first down.
He didn't get to the line of scrimmage.
I didn't think he did either, Harlan, but the official on this side ran in quickly and put his foot down right on the yard marker line, which is going to bring in the chains. And this officiating crew, I talked very shortly to them. They're from the Poplar Bluff area, so they have no idea what either of these teams is all about. That wasn't a good spot for the Zizzers.
It appeared to me they had no idea where to spot the football. So
no, not on that one.
Went back to the line of scrimmage. That should have been a loss of about a half a yard on the play. They'll stretch it out and call it a first down more than likely. Yep.
The spot gave them the first down on that one, Harlan, and now the Zithers are looking at a first and 10 at their own 37-yard line after the onside kick was recovered by the Warriors.
Football, nose of the football was touching the marker pole, so it's a first down. Tough break that time. Should have been fourth down and about a half a yard instead. First and 10 from the 37-yard line of West Plains. Johnson with a back behind him. Three receivers to the right. He will look right, pulls it down. He's going to run the football, and he'll be hit and stopped after a gain of two up to the 35-yard line. West Plains reacted very well. Alex Judd, one of the first ones there.
I was going to say, we rushed four. We played three linebackers, four up front, and Judd, the inside linebacker, made a nice play to stop the quarterback from picking up more yards than possible as he had an alley, but Judd was there to fill it quickly, and it brings up a second down and eight from the 35-yard line. And the Zither defense has got to step up right here, Harlan.
It is second down and long. They look to the sidelines and get their play called. They'll have two receivers each side. Single back, motion man from right to left. The snap is handed off, tailback up the middle. He'll spin forward and get some yards. He'll get near the 30-yard line, and that'll be a pickup of about five. And that'll bring up, they're going to move it back a little bit near the 31, so it'll be third down at about four.
Third down and four, another good spot for the Warriors because he rolled to the 31-yard line and they spotted him down at the 31. So it's third down at about four. Big play here for the defense.
On third and four, folks stomp the bleachers, back to throw it, Johnson. Has to move back. He has pressure from behind. He's going to
oh,
be hit.
Yes.
And sacked by Hughes-Loss back at the 50-yard line. Was that Lopez that made
that Lopez, yeah. Lopez maintained his position on the outside and did not let him get to the perimeter. And Johnson thought he could outrun him, but he couldn't. And Lopez makes the tackle all the way back at the 46-yard line. And it's going to bring up fourth down at about 21.
That's a loss of 17 on the play. It is fourth down.
Yep, quick kick.
They're going to line up, probably punting the ball out of a short set here. They're going to try and draw them offside at least at first. Now they're going to back it up. Zizzers have two deep receivers at 17. Big stand that time, Paul.
Big play by Lopez on that sack. Oh, high snap.
High snap on the punt, and they
delay
blew the
game.
Play down.
They had a delay of game.
Why did they snap the football if they were going to take a delay of game call?
I don't think the center knew if they were going to take the delay of game. So another 5 yards back, and they're now on the 49-yard line, their own 49, and they'll line up in the punt formation again.
They snapped the ball right as the whistle blew, and it went over the punter's head. So that was another bad break for us here in the first quarter. Let's see if they do the same thing here. They'll drop it back, line up to punt. Only a 10-yard drop. Another high snap. Over the punter's head. It's on the deck. It's kicked on the ground, picked up by the Scissors. And they'll have it at the 36-yard line of Warrington, and that's a great start.
I'll tell you what, after that onside kick and all the things that have happened, and then we get the ball at their 37-yard line where it's first and 10. What a change of events for the West Plains Scissors as they have the ball in Warrior territory with, I can't see the clock, it's too daylight, 7:47 to go in the first quarter.
All right, West Plains under center with Isaiah Jones. Cropper is the running back. A motion man going to the right is Remy Wilson. And he'll be hit after a gain of one up to the 36-yard line. Not much running room there, and these linebackers are really good for Warrington. That was Cole Meyer. He's an all-state kind of player, and it'll be second and long.
Zither started out in that double slot or double wing formation. They had a lot of success in the final two games of the final two games they played in that double slot with the man coming in motion and getting a handoff and getting up inside, and they go back to it again right here.
Second down and 9 from the 36. Toss play running to the right. Remy gets to the quarter. 30-yard line. Knocked down across the 30, and they're going to mark him out at the 28-yard line, it looks like.
Pickup of about 7. That brings up a chain guys thought it was a first and 10 because they're moving all over the place. And it brings up third down and 2 for the Zithers from the 30 or 28-yard line. They're going to have to get to about the 27, on the other side of the 27 for a first and 10. So it's a big play here on third down and about 1.
Again, single back. Quarterback sneak. Up the middle it goes. First down, West Plains. And Isaiah Jones crosses the 25 down to the 24-yard line. That's a gain of 4.5 yards in the first down.
Big thing about that play is, Harlan, they ran right at those big boys up front for the Warriors, and our offensive line made enough room for Jones to pick up about 4. It's first and 10 now at the 24-yard line, and the Zithers have the opportunity here to put points on the board early.
Three-man front for Warrington on first down. From the 24, running play left, Jackson Taylor tries to bounce it wide, gets to the quarter, 25-20-yard line, and he'll be pushed out of bounds at about the 18, and a good run for Jackson that time.
That time Jackson was supposed to go up inside the tackle position, but there was nowhere to run there, so he bounced it to the outside, was able to outrun the corner to get to the outside, picked up about 6, brings up second down and 4, and the Zithers bring in their big boys as Judd comes in to play that tight end position now.
You mentioned we ran right at their big people up front. You hear that a lot. Sometimes with big players up front to neutralize them, you run right at them.
Second and 4.
Single back, handoff right. Jackson Taylor cuts it up inside. He'll get near the 15-yard line, and he'll finally be piled up there and falls forward to the 14.
That's Remy.
Oh, it was Remy?
Yeah, that was Remy Wilson. He was in the backfield, deep back. Picks up about 3, gets down to the 15, and it brings up third down and 1 for the Scissors, and they bring Jackson back in along with number 7. That is Ethan Miller. So they're going to go from big man to little man in the lineup, and they line up in the double wing. Fullback's number 30.
Quarterback,
that's Luke Cropper.
Right up the middle, and let's see where they mark it. Should be a first down for West Plains easily.
They got it. Jones, once again. More carries later in the year. Jones has taken the ball. That time he picks up 2. It's a first and 10. Now they're at the Warrior 13. Right at the 13-yard line. You got the binoculars.
13-yard line.
Yeah, first and 10 at the 13. Full backfield.
This time, out of the spread set. Isaiah takes it, keeps it, turns it up, puts the pads down, and runs over somebody at the 10. And that'll be a nice little pickup on that play of close to 5.
Jake Mincher said, number nine can run the football. Isaiah Jones just lowered his shoulder and ran right over their inside linebacker to pick up those 4.5 yards.
It'll be second down for West Plains. They could get a first down if they get it down to the 4-yard line. Backs on each side of Isaiah Jones. Remy Wilson in motion going to the left. Quick flare pass out to the flat. Jackson at the 10. Jackson at the 5. Jackson is close to
touchdown.
The 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, West Plains.
And Jackson Taylor on the little swing pass. Let's see. There's flags on the field, unfortunately, Harlan. Got a hold. Never fails. So the touchdown's going to be called back because of the holding penalty out on the perimeter. And it'll be a penalty from the about the 10-yard line, so that's going to put them at about the 20, and it'll bring up a second down and about 16. Instead of a touchdown, we're at second and 16.
We're huddling far too close to where the ball's going to be snapped right now.
Yeah, we don't have to go far to get there.
Nope, we're there. So a holding penalty as Jackson Taylor scored on a 10-yard swing pass, but that's called back on a hold. So now here we go again. It's second down and about 16. Swing pass out to the right flat. Jackson Taylor tries to get to the corner, can't get there. Tackled at about the 18-yard line. That time out there in the wide open spaces. Good pursuit by the Warrenton secondary that time.
They tried to run the same play this time to the right side instead of the left side, and unfortunately, the cornerback over here on this side, number 20 for the Warriors, Peyton Dawson, he's one of their captains, got rid of his blocker and made the tackle for a gain of about two. So it brings up third down, and what do you say, Harlan, about 16 to go here?
Just about. Well, let's see, from the 19, 15, whatever. We got to get inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, we got to get to the 4 for a first and 10.
Spread set from the 19. Low snap, back to throw. Pressure, slant play. Over the middle, that ball is caught. Jackson Taylor inside the 10, down to the 7. And that will set us up in much better position if we decide to go for it here on fourth down.
They're looking at the sideline because I thought maybe they bring in Larson, but they're not going to. They're going to go for it on fourth and 3 from the 7. The Zithers with their opportunity to get a first down, and it's actually about fourth and 4 as they've got to get to the 4-yard line, and it's we're inside 3:15 to go in the quarter. No score. Here's a big play.
Big play from the 7. Got to get it to the 4 on fourth down. And now
they're going to take a timeout.
Yep.
They were trying to draw them off sides. It didn't work. They're just going to stand there. They'll take time. Larson's got his tee in his hand. He's standing right behind the coaches. I'm going to say they're going to bring him in. The Zithers take time. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
Today more than ever, it's important to keep you and your family healthy. Be proactive and help prevent sickness from viruses by taking all natural supplements from JB's Health Mart. Wellness Formula has the necessary vitamins and supplements to help build a strong immune system. Wellness Formula has an all-in-one solution with zinc, vitamin C, D3, vitamin K, and more. Get it today at JB's Health Mart at 1504 Preacher Row Boulevard and discover the JB's difference.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
Back with Paul Knight at Zizzer Stadium. The Zizzers and Warrenton, quarter one, 2:49 to go, no score. State playoff class four football. West Plains has fourth down and 4, and Larson is in for the field goal, and this will be from 24 yards out from the right hash mark. Snap good, hold down, kick is up, the kick is good.
Looks good here.
2:44 to go in the first quarter. West Plains takes the lead against the Warrenton Warriors 3-0. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
Fans, when you attend a high school game, do you stand at attention during the national anthem? Do you cheer a good play by the opposing team? If your team loses, do you take it well in stride? If you have answered yes to any of those questions, you are showing positive examples of sportsmanship. Don't forget that when you attend high school events, young eyes are watching you for examples of acceptable behavior. By making a conscientious effort, you'll be helping our students grow into better citizens. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Take it out of bounds.
Here's the ensuing kick by West Plains after the 24-yard field goal just a moment ago. And it'll be kicked out of bounds on the squib. And so Warrington will have decent field position at their own 35-yard line to start this drive.
First and 10 from their own 35, and the Zizzers, well, they may want to take the penalty and make the Zizzers kick over, but their offense is on the field. And the Zizzers did a good job that first possession, keeping the Warriors out of the end zone and off the scoreboard after the onside kick. And now the Zizzers are going to be tested again with 2:44 to go in the first quarter, up by three.
Spread formation, Brandon Johnson, the quarterback. He can run it, he can throw it. He'll run now, the option to the right. He'll turn it up inside, gets a good run, get hit in the secondary by Jacob Moore before he is stopped after picking up 10.5 in the first down for Warrington.
One of the Zithers off the defensive lineman, number 77, that's Aaron Hargrove, lost his helmet, and he's trying to ask the referee, how'd my helmet come off and there's no flag thrown? Because the guy had his hand right up underneath his chin strap.
He was having trouble getting that chin strap snap before the play started. And eventually it came off. Gain of 10, though, and first down for the Warrington Warriors. Johnson sends a slot man in motion from left to right. On first down from the 46, back to throw it. Johnson steps up in the pocket, moves up. Pumps it, and he hit hard right behind the line of scrimmage and stopped by, I think, Alex Judd.
That was Alex Judd standing there in the middle of the field. He was the spy on that play, and he spied well as he put the tackle on the quarterback. A loss of three as Johnson tried to run up the middle, and Judd was right there. And that brings up a second down and 13 from their own 43-yard line. Good play there by our middle linebacker, Eric Judd. I mean, excuse me, not Eric, that's his dad. Alex Judd.
He'd take credit for that.
I bet Eric Redd if he could.
Warrington has run the football five times for a net 0 yards. But
that sack had a lot to do with that.
That did have something to do with
yeah.
it. Second down, 13 yards to go. Johnson will hand right. They'll run right. They'll turn it up at the 50, 45, 40-yard line. Tackle finally made in West Plains territory. And there's the first big one of the game. As Warrington breaks one off inside West Plains territory.
And that big play was set up by a missed tackle at the line of scrimmage. The Zithers had an opportunity for a minimal gain, but the tackle was broken, and the running back, number 7, Austin Hayes, picks up about 25 yards.
First down.
Something like that.
22,
and it's a first and 10 at the Zither 35-yard line with less than a minute to go in the first quarter.
From the 35, West Plains leads it 3-0 with 44 seconds to go in the first. Johnson at quarterback will hand first man up the middle, and West Plains will stop that after a gain of about 3 up near, looks like, the 32-yard line, 31.
Haas is their stud that's going to run the ball most of the time. Him and the quarterback have been the big ball carriers over the season for Warrington, and right now, the Zizzers are doing a pretty good job, except for that one long play there just before this one where Haas got away for that 22-yard gain.
Probably the last play if they snap the ball. They've got time on the play clock. Second down and 7 from the 32, they snap it. Pass to the far sideline is high and caught. Route man's out of bounds at the 27-yard line. And that... Well, the clock expired. So the reception by Austin White on the far side picks up yardage up to the 27. It'll be third down and 2 as we go to the second quarter with the score after 1 here at McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium. 3-0. West Plains leads Warrington. Back in a minute on KDY.
The holiday season is here. Hi, this is Anna. Black Friday savings now through December 4th. It's our biggest sale of the year. Save $222 on select Whirlpool side-by-side stainless steel refrigerators, now only $9.99. Save $1,477 on select Whirlpool four-piece stainless steel set packages, now just $24.99. Huge savings throughout the store. Financing and delivery available. Stop in our West Plains and Mountain Grove store today and save with our Black Friday savings event.
Stuart Morrison Ready Mix has been serving the Ozarks for over 3 decades. Think about that. And takes great pride in producing quality concrete, offering competitive prices. Stuart Morrison Ready Mix is ready to help you with all your residential, commercial, or agriculture concrete and rock needs. Give them a call today, 256-8171, Stuart Morrison Ready Mix, where you get concrete results every time.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
The Scissors are on defense.
It is third down, and the Scissors are on defense. And we start the second quarter. West Plains leads this game 3-0 against Warrenton. But the Warriors have the ball in West Plains territory at the 27-yard line on third down and two. Brandon Johnson, now the spread set for the Warrenton offense. Takes the snap, hands it right up the middle. Haas with the carry. He'll get...
not going to get
across
there.
The 26. It's going to be very close, but not quite a first down.
He's got to get to the 25, and they spot him at the 25 and a half. So you're looking at a half yard to go for the Warrenton Warriors. Of course, they bring in their big folks for this fourth down try, Harlan.
Well, you mean these guys that got out there aren't their big folks?
Well, they brought in more of them. Let's put it that way.
More big folks. All right, here it is. Fourth down and less than a full yard, maybe a half a yard. On fourth down, big play, high snap, quarterback, hands right, big hole, first down, and tackle made at the 23 by Jackson Taylor on Haas, the running back, and it'll be a first down for Warrenton. They keep the ball.
Warren Lawson, number four, came in to help on the tackle right there, but unfortunately, they pick up 3 yards, and it brings up a first and 10. Now from the Zizzer 23-yard line. We just started the second quarter. Zizzers lead 3-0 here in this state quarterfinal.
Clock running. We're just a minute into the second quarter. West Plains with the lead for now. The defense has played pretty well up to this point. Spread set. High snap. Quarterback hands off. Haas tries to bounce it wide. Gets to the corner. Turns it up. Makes a move. And a flag behind the play. We'll get holding call.
We got two of them on that one. They got number 72 and number 88 that time, I think. A double hold. Is that a 35-yard penalty?
It should be.
Yeah,
gain up to the 15-yard line, but the holding penalty behind the play. The referee threw his flag on the ground after the play was over just so he would
so he could get credit.
Be able to say, yeah, I saw that too.
Anyway, the holding penalty occurred right at around the 20-yard line, so they'll mark off the 10 yards from there, and that'll bring up a first down and about 18 yards to go for the Warriors in Zizzer territory. Zizzers lead 3-0 as they got that field goal late in the first quarter.
Well, we had a touchdown wiped out
yes.
because of a holding penalty. There's a hole. They'll march it back to the 31. They've got to get it down to the 14. Quarterback, short pass out to the left. Tackle made immediately out there by Ethan Miller. And a gain on the play of, they got it back to the, looks like the 25-yard line.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a nice tackle there by Miller as he came up. And unfortunately, he is holding that shoulder, and the officials are going to take a timeout because Ethan's left right arm is not moving. And we're going to get a, he's going to have to come out of the ball game because the officials stopped the clock for him. So he's going to have to come out into the ball game. He's going to go number 11, Joshua Long. Joshua's played quite a bit this year at that cornerback position, and he's going to go in for Miller, who may hopefully just got a stinger on that tackle.
So Josiah Long comes in the ball game, which makes me remember that the Scissor basketball team is playing today at Bunker.
Yeah, it's a shootout, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, the girls. Is it the girls? Boys. No, it's
boys.
Boys?
First down, we make that second down at about 13. Running play, Haas running to the left. Gets to the corner, trucks a tackler and gets out of bounds after picking up some pretty good yardage, about 10 yards.
I was going to say he got all the way down. They're going to mark him right around the 15-yard line, so that's going to bring up third and a very short yard to go. Well, now they say he went out of bounds at about the 16-yard line. Now they're going to mark it at the 15, so we got third and two. And the Zither defense now has to have their eye on number seven. That's their big running back, Austin Haas.
So third down, and they've got to get it to the 14, so about two and a half. Here's the snap. Quarterback will keep. Turns it up. He is going to be very close.
I don't think he got it, Harlan. They got him marked at the 15-yard line, and he's got to get to at least the 14, and that's going to be short. And that's going to bring up another fourth down play here for the Warriors from the Scissor 15-yard line.
I don't think he got anything on the play, actually. That's pretty much where they snapped the ball.
Yeah. So it's fourth and about a yard and a half to go for the Warriors. Zither defense got to be looking at that inside handoff.
Brandon Johnson at quarterback.
Trying to draw him offside. Play clock at 14. They're going to take time.
Timeout on the field with 8:56 to go in the first half. West Plains leads Warrenton 3-0. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country KDY.
8:56 to go in the first half. West Plains has held this Warrenton team, who's 11-0, averaging almost 39 points a game. They've held them scoreless here through the first almost 15 minutes of the ball game, Paul. That's pretty good.
I was going to say the Zither defense has done an excellent job of keeping the plays to a minimum. They've had the one big run, no big pass plays, and then, of course, the big sack turning the ball over.
Here's a big play, fourth down and a yard and a half. Quarterback Johnson right up the middle, weaves his way into the end zone, or is he going to be? No, it's a touchdown. Touchdown to Warrenton as Johnson got in before that knee went down, and that's a touchdown run that will put Warrenton in front 6-3 here early in the second.
There was nobody in the middle of the football field when Johnson turned it upfield, and he walked into the end zone, was tripped up at the one-yard line, but it was too late by then, and the Zithers now trail 6-3.
Extra point try now. Their place kicker is Tyler Farber, right-footed kicker. Snap is down, kick is up, and very low, and it
not
is
close.
No good. Well, that's big. 8:54 to go in the first half with the score. The Warriors from Warrenton, 6. The West Plains Scissors, 3. Back in a minute on KDY.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarkHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at TLGTrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
It's back to the field for more Scissor football action on Hot Country KDY.
Barber with the onside kick.
And oh, my!
We got to get on the football.
Oh, we got a break there, Harlan.
It went out of bounds, and West Plains just avoided losing their fifth onside kick in 2 weeks.
The only person that could have recovered that was the Warriors, and fortunately he hit it just enough to knock it out of bounds. There's a flag on the field, and I don't know what the flag is for.
Nobody had possession of the football.
Well, I was going to say, the ball went out of bounds, so do you get it where it went out of bounds, or do you get it at the 35-yard line?
Ah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I think you should have the option of kicking over or taking it there.
Oh, don't let them kick it over.
Oh, no.
No. Take the ball somewhere. We just want the ball. Just take the ball. Officials are talking it over. They got a huddle of four, and then the guy holding the football standing at the 40-yard line.
Do you think one of those guys in that huddle said, I haven't seen that this year, have you?
two onside kicks in a row? Or
What do we do to make this look like we know what we're talking about?
No flag.
Oh, that's what we do. We wave it off. There's nothing.
We wave it off. So the Zizzers will have it first and 10 at their own 35-yard line and escaped another onside kick. Woo, that's scary.
So the West Plains offense will have the ball at their own 36-yard line.
They marked it where it went out of bounds.
I think that's what they should have done to start with, though, really. I mean,
yeah. First and 10 at the 36-yard line, and the Zizzers go with their big lineup.
It wasn't kicked out of bounds. It was knocked out of bounds.
Yeah,
so that,
by the kicking team.
First down, 10, West Plains, at their own 36-yard line. Let's see if we can get a drive going here early in the second quarter. Down by three. Back to throw it. Isaiah Jones wide open down the field. It's caught by Jacob Moore. Keeps his balance at the 20. Turns it back now back the other way at the 10. And he'll be hit and dropped at the 11 of Warrington.
Was he open or what? Oh, my gosh.
And Jones, 53-yard pass play.
And I was going to say, and Isaiah Jones put it right on the money. And, of course, Moore, one of our better receivers, hauled it in, gets it down to the 11-yard line where the Warriors were able to track him down. And the Zizzers have it first and 10 at the 11. And a big play by the Zither offense after that failed attempt on the onside kick by the Warriors.
Only the second time we tried to throw the ball today, I think. The other was wiped out on a penalty. First down from the 11 for West Plains. Toss play running left. Trying to get to the corner. Jackson Taylor hits the crease at the 5. Touchdown, West Plains.
Didn't take the Zithers long to take the lead back, Harlan.
11-yard touchdown run for Jackson Taylor.
Taylor got the pitch, tried to, and just basically followed that offensive tackle, number 74, who was on the perimeter. That's Jackson Hunter. And Taylor goes into the end zone for six, and the Zithers' lead is now 9-6.
Here's the extra point try. The kick is up. The kick is good, and we have a penalty on the play as Chase Larson got ran into on the kick, and he's still down on the field holding his leg. And so there will be a personal foul penalty call against Warrington.
Oh, and that's not Larson. That's Jones.
Oh, I thought that was Larson. Instead, it is Isaiah Jones limping off the field. He was the holder on the play.
Yes, he was the holder.
Against the Warriors.
So Isaiah walks it off. The extra point, by the way, was good. 10-6. West Plains on top of Warrington. Back in a minute on KDY.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Junkyard Dog, you got your ears on? Come on. 10-4, what can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Rick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repair, so I'm not down for long. Mercy me, my Rick's got some issues. What's there, 20? They're on South 63 in West Plains, next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
What a first half we've had. 10-6 is the score. West Plains with the lead on undefeated Warrington here at McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium. And here comes the kick by Larson. And it's a squibber on the ground. It's picked up by the Warriors. They try to swing it wide right. They've got some running room over here. But the tackle is finally made at the 43-yard line. And that's where the Warriors take over first down and 10.
I was going to say number 13, Jacob Moore, made a real nice tackle right there after making the big play on the reception and kept that one from being a huge gain for the Warriors on that squib kick. And now it's first and 10 for the Warriors from the West Plains, 44-yard line with the Zithers on top by a score of 10-6. And the Warriors find themselves in a position they've not been in much this year at all.
Unfamiliar territory. They're in their own territory right now at their own 44-yard line. West Plains up 10-6 in the second quarter. Deep set, no running back. Johnson, the quarterback, keeps it running to his left, cuts back the other way, tries to find a little crease. A back block and a flag is down, and a tackle pushed out of bounds. The quarterback will be out of bounds well across the first down distance, but
and guess who they clipped? Guess who they clipped? Jones, Isaiah Jones, back in there playing defense, and they hit him right in the middle of the back. And the 15, that's got to be a clipping call against the Warriors, as Jones was going to make the tackle, and the guy literally hit him right in the middle of the back, and that's going to be a 15-yard penalty and bring up a first down and about 20.
Didn't we kick from the 40?
Yes.
Why didn't they get a penalty on that extra point kick?
They did.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, that, yeah.
On first down.
Oh, we declined the penalty because we made the extra point.
Gotcha. First down and 19 after the penalty now. From the 37-yard line. Johnson back to throw it. He looks left, looks deep down the middle. Ball way underthrown. Ball is high and it's caught. Missed tackle. Now a tackle made inside the 25 at the 23-yard line. That ball was a quail, and it looked like that was going to get intercepted, but unfortunately, a connection made and a first down at the 24 of West Plains.
Nice catch there by Mason Thompson of the Warriors, but that was a jump ball, and he jumped higher than anybody else and caught the ball. Fortunately, the Zizzers were there to make the tackle. Number 13, Jacob Moore, along with Jackson Taylor, were also there with an opportunity. Unfortunately, the Warriors make the catch, and they're down now inside Zither territory.
36-yard gain on the play. High snap. They'll hand it off running to the right. Pass with it. Across the 20, tackle made at the 18-yard line.
They need to get Jones off the defensive side because he is getting picked on, and now they're going to substitute for him now. Into the ball game, number 20, Gavin Marshall, is coming in to take Jones's place, and they need Jones on the offensive side of the ball for sure, so they're going to set him right now, and they're going to take him over to the sideline and have the medical staff check him out.
Red zone defense.
Second down and 5 now with 6:48 and counting in the first half. West Plains 10, Warrington 6. Snap to the quarterback. Warrington will hand it off, and not much there, maybe 2 yards. Alex Judd there on the tackle along with Lopez. And Haas will pick up yardage to make it third down and about 2.
Third down and 2. Nice play there made by the Zither defense up front. You know, all year long, Harlan, we've been rotating our defensive linemen those down 3. And the Zither defensive front's done a good job today keeping the Warriors under control as Jones wants to go back in the ball game as he's talking to the coaches there on the sideline. Something with his right hip looks like to me. He's pointing at that. So hopefully he'll be able to come back.
3 receivers left, 1 to the right. Third down and about 2. Brandon Johnson at quarterback takes it, looks left. Looks down over the middle. Now he pulls it down. He is hemmed in, throws it over the middle. Ball caught at the 5-yard line. And the tackle made there, and it'll be a first down for Warrington.
I was going to say Dawson, one of the captains for the Warriors, makes the catch at the 5-yard line. So the Warriors now have it first and goal at the West Plains 5-yard line. Zizzers did a good job of keeping the quarterback, Brandon Johnson, in the pocket, but it gave him too much time, and he found the receiver open over the middle.
So we're down to about 5.5 minutes now to go in the first half, and West Plains still clinging to a 4-point lead here. But the Warrington Warriors are on the war path here at the 5-yard line. Johnson with Hass deep in the formation. He lines up in the spread. He will hand the ball off. Hass tries to get to the corner. Turns it up at the corner. Steps across. Touchdown.
5-yard run. And the Warriors take the lead now by a score of 12-10. And I'll bet they go for two.
We'll see about that. I wasn't real impressed with their last attempt on place kicking. Well, they did miss an extra point earlier. So it looks like they've got their kicker out there right now.
Is it number 46?
It would appear so. But let's see.
No. I think they're going to go for two.
They're going for two right here. Wide receiver to the left, high snap. Johnson keeps it to the right side, turns it inside, gets behind the snowplow, and scores for the two-point conversion.
Number two.
So it's 14-10 Warrington with the lead with 5:05 to play first half from McDonald's Field at Scissor Stadium. Back in a minute on KDY.
Dedication, hard work, perfection, putting in the extra effort. All things that make a great football team. It also makes for a great roofing company, KT Roofing. Kevin Tyler, a proud Zizzer, and his crews will make sure the job is done right every time. They do all types of roofs, from shingles to metal, flat roofs, siding, and they do gutters too, all with the longest labor warranty in the area. Zizzer alumni, you get a 5% discount. For all your roofing needs, call KT Roofing, 256-3016.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's fall savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
We come back and Warrington on the onside kick. West Plains recovers at their own 47-yard line.
If you've watched film, you know they're going to try the onside kick because that's about seven in a row considering the Bolivar game and then the game here today where the team versus the Zizzers has tried the onside kick. Zizzers get that one covered as they had their hands team in there this time. And it's first and 10 at the 48. And Jones is back in the ball game despite that injury to his right hip.
One of those onside kicks against Bolivar went almost the length of the field.
Yes.
That was weird.
That's because everybody was up
covering. First down from the 47-yard line, West Plains. With good field position, toss play, running left. Jackson Taylor tries to get to the corner, and he is hit and stopped. I mean, in his tracks.
24. Well, I just noticed on that play right there, Harlan, the Warriors had 10 men within 3 yards of the line of scrimmage. They basically are saying now, you're going to have to throw the ball to beat us, and we did throw it. We've thrown it that one time and more. Made the catch down there, set up the Zizzers' lone touchdown so far today.
Javon Jones, one of their linebackers, was there to make the play. There will be a loss of a half a yard, but we'll still call it. 10 to go on second down. Jacob Moore moves over to the right side of the line. In the slot, motion man Remy Wilson. They'll fake it to Remy. Back to throw it. Pass is double covered.
Oh!
Incomplete. Ball was nearly caught on the tip at the 30-yard line. That was nearly a highlight play. Jackson Taylor, the intended receiver, but he was not open on
it. No, he was not. Brandon Johnson had a pick six that went off his hands. And then Jackson Taylor had the reception in his hands. Neither one of them could hang on to it. So what is it? It's third down and 11. And the clock stops with 4:15 to go in a half. But Jones looked good. He dropped back, didn't look like he was in any trouble right there, and threw the ball down the field. Unfortunately, threw it into double coverage.
Well, it's third down. Got about 10 for the first down from the 48-yard line. And the officials, they placed the ball wrong. They got to move it back a yard. We gained a yard on an incomplete pass. 4:15 to play in the first half.
Coach Wyatt's running the clock. He's asking for a reset of the.
They gave it to him.
Yeah, because of the ball being on the wrong yard line.
So Isaiah Jones gets the play call, comes to the huddle, passes that along to everybody. Single back on third down and long. Back to throw. Pressure from the inside. Isaiah sets. lobs it to the left sideline. Too high, too far, incomplete. Intended again for Jackson Taylor at the 18-yard line of Warrington. It'll be fourth down.
And that's a what's bad. Oh, Isaiah Jones cannot punt. He is not going to be able to punt the ball because he got, when he dropped back that time, he could see his right hip. He's having trouble moving, Harlan. That is not a good sign.
Well, he's a right leg kicker,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they don't need to have him punt. They got in there. I think that's Cropper in there now to punt the ball away for the Zizzers.
Snap back, kicks away. Good enough, son. Good job. It'll land at the 25-yard line. Takes a tremendous bounce for West Plains inside the 15. And will be down at the 13-yard line. So a terrific play right there. Cropper comes in. It answers the bell, so that'll be a 39-yard punt.
39-yard
no
punt, no return. And most people were watching the skirmish at the 40-yard line between Mr. Judd and Mr. Haas. They didn't like each other there for about 30 seconds.
Skirmishing
there at the 40 or 35-yard line. No flag was thrown. Nobody was told to leave the ball game. But it is a first and 10 for the Warriors from their own 13-yard line with less than four to go here in the ball game.
Here I saluted Travis. He never even looked up.
He's politicking. Oh, he may be coming to the booth.
On first down, running play to the right, option play. Quarterback Johnson turns it up. He'll be hit and dropped at the 21-yard line. And it'll be second down and about 2 yards to go.
I was going to say, Harlan, right here, the Zizzers have got to look at this way. We're down by four. Let's not give them any more points here in the half. Maybe even get the ball back with an opportunity to score on our own before the halftime comes to a conclusion.
West Plains defensively has just given up really one big play today, and that's it. All right, they'll line up out of the spread set. They'll have two receivers on each side. No tight end with a single back behind Brandon Johnson. The snap, back to throw it. He's looking down the middle, looks right. Now he throws, sideline ball tipped away and incomplete. Terrific defensive play on this near sideline. Who got a hand on that?
That was number 20, Gavin Marshall. Marshall is in replace of Jones at that safety position. Did a good job coming up and making the play. And brings up third down and two. And the Zizzers bring the big boys back in because they figure they're going to be running the football.
So they took a crack at it on a third and second and short. Now they've got third down and short. Clock at 3:08 and is stopped on the incomplete pass. Here we go on third down, about a yard and a half.
Need a big play here by the Zither defense up front.
From the 21-yard line of Warrington, Brandon Johnson takes the snap from center. He'll hand it off right up the middle, and it's going to be very close to a first down. Looks like they got it.
They're waving the sticks ahead, so he got the first down. It's going to be first and 10 for the Warriors now from their own 23-and-a-half-yard line. And the clock is inside. 3 minutes to go in the half. They still got 76 yards to go before to get points.
But you got to keep everything in front of you now.
Yes, you do.
To keep them out of the end zone off the scoreboard. 14-10. They don't have a serious kicking game, I don't think. So you don't worry about them even kicking a field goal so much. You got to keep them out of the end zone here.
As long as they don't have to kick an onside kick for an extra point.
From the 23, quarterback hands left. And then the running back, Haas, will run left. Gets to the 30-yard line before driven out of bounds at the 31-yard line. That'll stop the clock with 2:24 to go.
Jacob Moore coming up from that free safety spot makes the tackle, but it's still a gain of seven or eight, and it stops the clock with 2:24 to go in the half, and the Warriors are up 14-10.
Now, football teams will throw sideline passes and get out of bounds to stop the clock. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see them run something left all the way down the field.
Short side of the field.
And just try to get out of bounds.
And it's in front of their bench.
That's true. They'll be screaming, stop the clock. They get about a half a yard from the sideline. Spread set once again. It's second down at about two. Johnson back to throw. Short screen. Big pass is busted up by Alex Judd, who got over there and landed on top of the receiver behind the line of scrimmage. And no, he'll be incomplete and bring up third down at about two.
Judd was right there at the time the ball got there, and the senior captain, Peyton Dawson, was not happy that the ball got there at the same time Judd did.
Can you interfere on a pass behind the line?
No, not behind the line of scrimmage.
Third down and a long two. Watch for the quarterback draw here. Here's the snap. Rogers keeps it. Tucks it away. Backs up. Goes left. He's looking. Pressure on the quarterback. Throws over the middle and low. And is it caught or no? Incomplete.
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 Good thing we don't have replay, because one official was ruling a catch and one official was waving it off, and guess who wins?
Well, from the reaction on the far side, pretty obvious it was an incomplete call.
Yes.
So now it's fourth down and two. What do you do here?
I think they're going to punt it away.
This is probably a new sensation for them, don't you think?
Yes. I mean, they got to feel happy about this series if the Warriors do punt the ball away, which they're lining up. Well, they're lining up like they're going to go for it, and the Zithers are going to play defense. They're going to try to draw them off sides. One of the Warriors moved on the perimeter outside, but no flag was thrown.
High snap again. This time they pull it down and get rid of it.
Kick it right out of bounds. That's going to be good field position for West Plains, Harlan.
The wind
that
blows
ball's going to be out of bounds somewhere inside the 50-yard line. Now they're going to be 41-yard line, so the Zithers offense has it first and 10 at the 41, and we got to hope that Mr. Jones can come out there and take us into the end zone with that bad right hip. He's not going to be running a bunch of plays. He'll be handing off and throwing the ball down the field.
So we've got a little bit of time. West Plains down by four.
Oh, our booth is full of celebrities today, isn't it?
Jones at quarterback. They'll look to the sideline. Now, from the 41 of Warrington with 2:05 to go in the half, here comes a blitz. Pass out to the flat. Incomplete pass.
Oh, my.
Tried to get it to Jackson Taylor out on the left boundary. That ball was dangerously close to
being picked off.
Being picked off for six.
Yeah, but it hit the ground. It's now second down and 10 from the 41. Zithers have the ball in Warrior territory, down 14-10 with just 2:03 to go in the first half. You know, the first quarter went in a hurry. This quarter hasn't.
A little pump fake on that same play and sending deep.
That
would be six. Out of the staggered eye set from the 41. Jones rolls back to throw it. Gets pressure from the outside. Throws it deep down the right side. That ball is way too far for everybody. 10 yards overthrown intended for Jacob Moore in the end zone.
I think Jones just let that one go as far as he could throw it and hope that Moore could go get it. Unfortunately, Moore had about 15 yards to catch up to that one, and it brings up third down. And now you're looking at third and 10, and there's still a minute 56 to go, and you don't want to give the Warriors the ball back. So you got to be here thinking, I got to get the first down here.
Isaiah could throw the football 50 yards without really any strain.
None.
He's got a really, really good arm.
Kid can heave it.
All right, let's see where everybody's going to go. Watch Ethan Miller here on the near side. They've got three receivers out to the right, so you got man-to-man coverage here. Back to throw it. Screen to the inside, and that ball, that play ain't going anywhere. Tackle made for a loss of three back at the 44.
And what that does is sets up an opportunity for the Warriors to get the ball back here, because surely the Zizzers are going to punt it away as they're going to send it. They're going to... I think the West Plains is going to let the clock run down and take a timeout here, because Coach Wyatt's standing right by the official, and he's already taken the timeout. No, the Warriors took the timeout.
30-second timeout with the score. West Plains trailing Warrington 14-10. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Has your partner complained that you snore rather loudly at night? Do you feel sluggish throughout the day? Sleep apnea affects 1 in 3 people worldwide. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment specializes in the latest equipment to treat sleep apnea. They will teach you how to use it properly and how to keep your supplies clean and working properly. Don't wait. Sleep well and stay healthy. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
The action continues now with more Zizzer football on Hot Country KDY.
It's fourth down. Fourth down and 13 for West Plains. They're going to punt the ball, and here comes the rush for Warrington on the snap.
They're going to come after Cropper, and it's a bad snap, but he's going to get it away.
He did get it away.
Oh, yes.
Really good kick. Fair catch call for at the 16-yard line, and it'll be first down for Warrington. Tell you what, Luke Cropper's come through today.
He did it. That's two good punts by the senior who stepped up to do the punting duties with Jones being injured. So now the Zither defense, once again, got to keep them out of the end zone. Don't give them some points here before halftime. And unfortunately, we don't get the kickoff. We got to play defense on to start the second half.
Whatever you do here with a minute 35 left, especially if you're in that defensive backfield, don't let anyone get behind you here. This quarterback can get it down the field. Brandon Johnson will line him up. He'll have two aside and a single back. Ball at the 16, back to throw it. Johnson, he's looking down the middle, pumps it once, throws it over the middle, that ball is caught. Haas with it, missed tackle at the 40, tackle made at the 41-yard line. Jackson Taylor with the tackle on the play and a holding penalty behind it. Back at the line of scrimmage, that's against Warrington, and that'll back him up to the 8-yard line.
I was going
to
say, I even saw that holding penalty, and I'm probably 75, 80 yards away, and they tackled number 77, the big guy in the middle for the Zizzers. Aaron Hargrove was literally tackled as he made his way into the backfield.
Well, you know, the coverage must not be too bad because there's been several plays today where the quarterback has taken the ball and had to stand and move and look and look.
Yeah,
that's a good sign you're covering.
Well, the Zizzers has done a good job, too, of keeping him in the pocket because one of the things they worried about was him getting out and running, and he's not been able to do that yet.
Gavin Marshall comes out of the lineup, and now here's a handoff running right up the middle. Haas will be hit across the 15 near the 17-yard line. So gain on the play of about 9. They'll get it close to and just past the original line of scrimmage. It'll bring up second down now. And 8.
Uh-oh.
Quick snap. Back to throw it.
We got too many men on the field.
Roll
so
out to
get
the right side. Quarterback throws it deep down the right side. Double coverage. Incomplete. Off the fingertips of the intended receiver, Austin White. Flagged down the line of scrimmage, though.
Stauffer did a good job of coverage there, but they had too many men on the field. And that's going to be a penalty against the West Plains Zithers for illegal precipitation.
Well, you can only have so many, you know. At least we got the right number now.
Yeah, we got illegal substitution against the Zizzers.
So we'll move this from the line of scrimmage.
Forward 5 yards.
Is that it? Well, that could be at the same time. That's not an automatic.
No.
About 8 yards.
So it's a 5-yard penalty for the 12 men on the field, even though he was trying to get off, he didn't make it. And now it's a second down and about 4 for the Warriors with less than a minute to go here in the half, and they lead 14-10.
We finally got this clock under a minute to go in the half. It's taken forever to get there. We got the ball with 2:04 to go in the half, and there it is. We played barely over a minute. We've had a possession, and now the Warriors will have a snap from center from the 23-yard line. Back to throw it to the left side. Wide open underneath pass. Will be bumped out of bounds and stop the clock at the 35-yard line.
Dawson makes the catch, gets out of bounds at the 35-yard line. The play clock now at 51 seconds. Aren't we at home? We should take more time off than that on a play. Anyway, 51 seconds to go in the half. Warriors have the ball at their own 35. The Zizzers obviously are playing prevent defense. They don't want to give up 6, but on the same token, you got to play a little bit to keep them from moving the ball down the field.
Gain of 12 on the last pass play, first down and 10. 51 ticks left on the first half clock from their own 35. Warrington back to throw with Johnson looking right, looking left. Moves out of the pocket again towards the sideline. Throws it on the run. Passes tipped.
Intercepted.
Intercepted, I believe,
yes.
By West Plains.
Joshua Long, number 11, came in there because of Jones's injury and makes the interception, and the Zizzers have the ball. You got 40 seconds to go in the half. You're at your own 49-yard line, Harlan. I think you try to try a couple of plays and try to move the ball down the field.
Josiah Long with the interception, and boy, has he played well. And the few chances he's had going back, I guess maybe the Poplar Bluff game up to now, he hasn't had a lot of chances because Isaiah has been the guy out there. But today, you never know when your number's got to be called. First down and 10 from the 49-yard line of West Plains. Isaiah Long will hand off running left with Jackson Taylor, and he is busted, pops it wide, 45-yard line, 50-yard line, rode out of bounds at the 47-yard line of Warrenton, stops the clock with 36 seconds to go in the half.
That may have been his best run of the year to get 5 yards, because he had to bust four tackles, got out of bounds, stops the clock, picks up five, and with still 36 seconds to go in the half, the Zizzers have the ball now in Warrior territory.
Second down and five into the ball game is Stauffer and Ethan Miller.
Going with the speed on the outside.
Two receivers right. Jacob Moore is in, is the wideout to the right side. Joel Wyatt will look it over. Three-man front. You wouldn't expect to. Now a flag is down. We have too many men on the field again.
I don't think so. They threw the flag on the far side. I think it's a sideline warning, but I won't swear to it. Dead ball. Illegal procedure. Who moved?
Well, somebody did.
I didn't see that one.
Looks like the referee may have been motioning to the West Plains sideline. The referee, like he was pulling his hand up off the ground and putting it back down again. So maybe somebody
on the offensive line
got set on the line. And then
anyway, now brings up second down and 11, and you're back in your own territory.
Pish posh, 5 yards, no big deal. Here we go, 36 seconds to go in the half. Let's see if we can get one down the field here. Maybe get a field goal before the half. Back to throw it. Jones, pressure from the backside. Throws it deep down the right side. Ball a little underthrown. It's caught! Oh, it's dropped by Jacob Moore. It's dropped at the 15-yard line.
In and out of his hands at the 15-yard line as the defender fell down trying to get to the football, and Moore had it hit him in the hands and falls incomplete, and it brings up third down. Clock stopped with 29 seconds to go, and there's a flag down in the middle of the field.
That's in the secondary. I was getting ready to say that, Mike. Not to make an excuse, but if you look the way the shadows are, and Jacob was looking directly
back into the sun. They had an defensive hold, and that's an automatic first down, isn't it?
And a 10-yard penalty, so...
Oh, no, it's still second down. They still second down. But we're at their 42-yard line with 29 seconds to go in the half.
Second and 11 for West Plains. Still plenty of time. Everybody tight on the line. Snap low, back to throw it. Pressure up the middle, screen pass. Caught by Remy at 35, 30. Down at the 27-yard line, out of bounds. That'll stop the clock. And a gain on that play of 15 yards.
Well, what's key about this, Harlan, is... When we were walking around the field, Larson was hitting them from the 35-yard line going that direction. So we're getting very close to being in his range right now with 24 seconds to go here in the half. We still have, they've got the clock working right. We still have two timeouts according to the clock.
All it took was Paul to go over to the middle booth and rattle her cage a little bit.
Yeah. We got that straightened out, didn't we?
It did. Single back, double wing, motion man Cropper to the right. Roll out pass to the right. No pressure. Now Jones steps up. He looks. He throws it out of bounds smartly to the near sideline to stop the clock with 17 seconds to go.
Well, I was going to say, Jones, 9 times out of 10, he runs that football. But with his right hip injury and out there kind of on one leg, he's not going to take off.
We had two receivers out on the play. They both were double covered.
Yeah. So now we're looking at a second down and 10 from the 27-yard line. So we really need to pick up another 5 or 10 yards to give Larson an opportunity for that field goal.
Well, time's still not quite an issue, really. It's 17 seconds still with 2 timeouts. So you can throw the ball anywhere you want.
You can also run Remy on a draw and maybe pick up 10.
On second down and 10. From the 27, back to throw. Jones looks right, slant over the middle. Caught by Jacob Moore.
Oh, yeah. There's a late hit. That's got to be a late hit. No flags thrown. How do you not get a late hit on that, Harlan?
I don't know.
He's on the ground, and the guy helmets him, and no flags thrown.
Well, that's almost a spear.
That's a spear. That's an immediate ejection. That was a terrible call. Terrible no call, but the Zithers take time out with 12 seconds to go and a half.
So they'll have the ball at the 16-yard line of Warrington. So do you just go ahead and line up and try the field goal now, or do you take a crack at it?
Well, with one timeout left.
Take a crack at it.
I think you take a crack at it, and then you bring him in, Larson. He's definitely within his range now because this will be about a 32-yarder, and that's obviously within his range.
Might actually take two cracks at it 12 seconds ago. You got
Each play 6 seconds.
You still got two. Well, do we have two or one now?
We got one now.
Okay. So you got eight timeout in your hip pocket. So if you complete one in the middle of the field, you call timeout, then you try the field goal.
So we got 12 seconds, got two plays, and we're going to go under center. So this is probably going to be a drop back of some kind.
Watch. Jacob Moore is split in the slot to the right side. Motion man left, fake it, roll out pass. They'll throw it underneath. Ball is
and it's a fumble. They call it a fumble.
They call that a fumble?
Yeah.
The ball is loose on the deck, picked up by Warrington. Or no, West Plains has it at the 34-yard line, 1 second to go in the half.
Fernando Lopez was able to recover the ball, but it's all the way back to the 35-yard line as Jones was hit just as he got ready to throw the ball away. Got away, and it's fourth or third down and a long way to go. And it's
I thought he was throwing the ball when he got hit. Isaiah's
he's
doing the same thing.
They're trying to appeal to the officials that it was a forward pass. But they're still marking the ball at the 34-yard line. So they're going to get one play from right here for the West Plains Zithers and lose an opportunity to maybe put three on the board.
Chase Larson walks up to the huddle. It would be 51 yards.
Ooh. I think that's outside his range.
If he were a little thicker kicker, maybe. But he's a skinny kicker.
Well, the wind is blowing. He has the wind at his back. You look at the two flags out there, the one on the fire truck and the one in the pole on the end zone, and the wind is definitely out of the south. And
why not?
Well, I don't think he's going to get an opportunity because he's still standing on the sideline and everybody else is on the field.
You know, a penalty, the half can end on a defensive penalty.
That's right.
So if you got a break, maybe got a pass interference call or something.
Last play of the half, unless there is a flag.
Out of the spread set. Isaiah Jones at quarterback from the 35-yard line, last play of the half. Screen,
double
pass. Ethan Miller, deep down the side, wide open, and it's Jones!
Oh, come on!
In the end zone, and that's the way the half is.
Oh! Jackson Taylor's got to be sick at his stomach. The ball was there. It was in his hands. And then it hits the ground. Oh, what a way for the first half to end as the Zithers trail 14-10. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on half on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Has your partner complained that you snore rather loudly at night? Do you feel sluggish throughout the day? Sleep apnea affects 1 in 3 people worldwide. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment specializes in the latest equipment to treat sleep apnea. They will teach you how to use it properly and how to keep your supplies clean and working properly. Don't wait, sleep well, and stay healthy. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Would you like images from tonight's game or any Zizzer sporting event? Go to thezizzerzone.com and order them. Patty Ingles from Patty Ingles Photography is working hard for you, the parents and family members, to ensure you have the very best images of your student on the field, in the gym, the pool, or the track. Patty will make sure those memories last forever with the very best in sports photography. Visit thezizzerzone.com and don't forget pattyingles.com to book your senior session.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Halftime score is 14-10. You know, Paul, sometimes you go to sporting events, you pay whatever to get in, and it turns out to be a so-so game. I'd say that whatever you pay to get into this game today, you got your money's worth.
You've got your money in the first half. You've got.
But one thing that did happen is opportunities for West Plains in the first half. It's 14-10. We're down 4 points. We could have another two touchdowns.
I was going to say we've had an opportunity to score twice. Of course, the last one with no time left. But like you said, we've played awfully well. We've held the Warriors to in check for the most part. And West Plains, of course, right now trails by a score of 14-10. But on the same token, Harlan, the Warriors are looking at theirs going, you know, we should have more points as well, too.
And we had opportunities. Boy, did we have chances in the
yes,
first half.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
I thought, among various aspects of the first half, there were a couple of things. I thought that West Plains defense played extraordinary in the first half, all in all. You've held a team averaging 38-14 in the first half. That's fantastic. And I thought we were pretty proficient with the football. We didn't make any big mistakes. The only one was that fumble call late in the first half, but all in all, either side of the ball, I thought we did a really good job.
We did. I thought we played awfully well. We'll just have to see how things go in the second half, especially with Isaiah. He's definitely going to be limited because of that hip injury that he suffered in midway through the second quarter, and we'll see how that affects him because he has not played defense since then. His offense has been limited to handing the ball off and dropping back and throwing it because he's had a couple of opportunities. Had the hip not been bothering him, he could have taken off and gotten some yards on the scramble. But anyway, Zither's trail 14-10. We're at halftime in Harlan. It's been a dandy so far. And I think the people, like you said, I think they got their money's worth here already today.
Really entertaining first half of play. We'll take a 3-minute timeout and come back here at halftime as the Zizzer Pride Band performs at halftime on a beautiful sun-washed Saturday here in West Plains with a halftime score. Warrington 14, West Plains 10. Back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Driving in the fall and winter months can be challenging. You never know what Mother Nature will bring each day. Make sure your tires have plenty of tread. Give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you will always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help.
Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
Now's the best time to buy a Kubota tractor at Edgelern Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. Now on Kubota L2502 and L3302 tractors equipped with a 5-foot box blade, 5-foot rotary cutter, Kubota front end loader, and 8-year powertrain warranty, get zero down, zero APR for 84 months through 12/31/24. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. See Edgelern Harper today.
Domino's Pizza announces their new mac and cheese favorites, the 5 Cheese mac and cheese and buffalo mac and cheese. Try one today with any mix and match items on the menu. Mix and match with one of the all-new mac and cheese dishes. Order online at dominoes.com and have it delivered or pick it up in the store at Domino's in West Plains or Mountain Grove. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank. Proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Back at McDonald's Field at Scissors Stadium is 58 degrees.
Nice day. It really is. I mean,
is there a limit to the temperature that it has to be for you to play golf?
I used to play, if it was above 40, I've raised that to 45.
Really?
It's got to be at least 45 now before I go out.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I demand much more than that.
Well, tomorrow is Sunday golf day, and it's supposed to be in the 60s, so it's going to be a great day. Speaking of great day, we've had a good football game so far. And quickly review the scoring in the first half. The Zizzers got on the board with 2:44 in the first quarter when Larson kicked that 27-yard field goal. However, the Warriors came right back down. They scored with 8:54 to go when Johnson went in on from 15-yard run. The kick failed. At that time, the Warriors led 6-3. The Zizzers retaliated within 34 seconds as Taylor went in from 11 yards. Larson kicked the extra point, and that made it 10-6 West Plains. And then the Warriors took the lead for the half with 5:05 to go on Haas' 5-yard run. Johnson ran the 2-point conversion to make the score 14-10, and we missed an opportunity to put points on the board as the clock expired at the end of the first half when the little flea flicker, the pass from Ethan Miller to Jackson Taylor, fell incomplete. And the Zizzers trail 14-10, and they'll kick off to start the second half.
You said something early in the game, and I thought, probably so. Warrington, and it's just human nature. You look at our record 8-3, you look at their record 11-0, and you just come to the conclusion that, well, you know, Warrington probably ought to just handle
well, and their margin of victory, too. What they average like 39 points a game,
right,
and give up like 18.
Right.
You know, so that's a 21-point margin of victory over the season. And, you know, that's a big differential.
And I'm not very familiar with the teams that they normally play up in that area, and you don't know. The football down here may be a little bit better than it is overall up there. So you just really can't compare schedules and records and things like that. But you can look at the raw statistics and see that Warrenton has been a handful, regardless who they play this year. And when you beat Hannibal by, what was it, about 14 points, I guess, in the last round, you're pretty darn good.
Yeah, I was going to say, Hannibal's one of those teams that year in and year out, they're going to be in the top five, top four. They're going to be playing in the semifinals or the finals year after year. But, like I said, Warrenton went to Hannibal and got the victory last week. And, no, I take that back. They were at home, but no, they weren't. They were on the road. They were on the road at Hannibal. And, no, they weren't. They were at home. I take that back. That's why we got the home game.
You get one more change, Paul.
I'm done.
Okay.
Warrenton was at home last week. That's why we're at home this week.
There you go.
It's because they won,
and
they are the higher seed.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Totally.
Next week we'll be on the road.
And the winner will play the winner of who? Do you know?
Yeah, I have my roster.
You're usually really up to speed.
Festus and Gatewood, I think it was. They're playing today as well at 1 o'clock, and we'll play the winner at their place, wherever it might be. Should we win today?
By the way, the Grizzly volleyball team plays at 4 today. Is that correct?
4 o'clock today for the fifth place game, and got to congratulate the Grizzlies on a fine season. They had to be honest with you, they had one of the best year as far as number of wins. They're not playing for the national championship, but they were very, very close. They had Miami-Dade on the ropes, and unfortunately let the fourth set slip away, and then in the fifth set, Miami-Dade came out and took command early and won that fifth set. And the Zithers go to the loser's bracket, and Miami-Dade's playing for the national championship later today.
Got to be one of the best seasons in program
history. Oh, yes. Oh, by far. By far, yes. And, Grizzly Athletics it's been around since, I think it was 94, 93.
I want to say 93.
93, somewhere in that area. And, the volleyball team, the basketball team, now we have baseball, we have softball, we've got
rodeo.
Rodeo, I forgot about rodeo, and the esports teams and all that kind of stuff. And it just brings attention to the university, the campus, and, of course, to West Plains. And it was kind of funny. I was in the parking lot today in Warrenton. They were all here at 10 o'clock. They were all outside waiting to get in because they didn't open the doors till 11. And anyway, they were talking about they'd never been to West Plains before, and they were impressed with the city. They thought it was really kind of nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, it was kind of nice.
Halftime score is 14-10. We also have basketball, speaking of the Grizzlies, tonight at the Civic Center. West Plains, MSU West Plains, will play Southeastern Iowa from Burlington. That's a program we played early this year, and they just beat the stuffing out of us up in Burlington. Tonight, we'll see if we can return the favor. But Southeast Iowa was a program from you were alluding to the early days of Grizzly Athletics. That was a traditional opponent that we played year in, year out. And then we got to about 2010 or thereabouts, and we just stopped playing them. And now we picked that up again here over the past couple of years. That's always a really good program they have, regardless of what the sport is.
Well, I was going to say the NJCAA has a lot of very, very good programs around the country. And a lot of them, of course, are located here in the Midwest. I mean, you talk about the teams in Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, some of the best teams in the country, and, of course, Missouri as well. And year after year, you're going to see those same names come up in the national tournaments, regardless of the activity.
The best teams, at least basketball-wise, will always come out of Texas, Florida, Oklahoma, through the Kansas.
Yep.
In fact, Kansas had the national champion last year, Barton County. And they were really good.
They were pretty good.
They're really good again this year.
Yeah.
So,
and don't we have them on our schedule again?
We do not have Barton.
We don't have Barton this year? Nope. Okay.
So not unless we get all the way to Hutchinson. I went to the national tournament last year, and I'm going to go every year for the rest of my life. That may not be for very long, for all I know. But I'm going to go. I had such a great, great time.
Well, that's kind of, I hate to say this, but brings back kind of my age, but I used to go to the NAIA National Tournament in Kansas City.
Oh, that was great stuff.
That was. I didn't go the first or second day because that's when the high-seeded teams play the draw.
All right.
But I'd go on the Wednesday, and there was 8 games of teams that were really pretty good in the NAIA. And that's after we played in it for 2 years when I was in college at Missouri Southern. And then I kept going back just because of the competition, the atmosphere, and they played at Kemper Arena, which made it, well, they played, first of all, down at the auditorium downtown, and then when Kemper opened up, they started moving it out there. Just an excellent opportunity, the same thing they do in Hutch every year for the NJCAA National Tournament.
Were you there before, at, or after Drury won the national championship up there?
Unfortunately, Drury beat us in the Region 16 finals to go to the national tournament.
Okay.
And
boy,
I didn't go watch that one.
They were good.
They were good. They were very good. Yeah, Southern and Drury used to be very heated rivalry between the two of them. Of course, now they play each other, but it's not the same because they're both in the NCAA Division II ranks and not in the same conference. And it, like I said, but Drury had some players. They had some players. And one of the things, you know, Coach Garner, from West Plains. He came to Missouri Southern for 1 year, and he brought with him an All-American named Russ Bland. And Russ Bland was there for 2 years, and we just happened to go to the national tournament for 2 years in a row.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, yeah. He was only 6'11".
Jerry Kirksey coached Drury back in those
yes,
days.
Yes, he did. Yes.
Yep. 14-10, we'll take a four-minute break, and the second half will be close to ready to start. Coming up here with the Zizzers trailing Warrington 14-10 on KDY.
We're in that time of year where you have cool nights and mornings with warm afternoons. The fluctuating temperatures will cause that rock chip you've been ignoring to start racing across your windshield. See Kevin at S&P Quality Auto Glass in West Plains. He can fix the rock chip before it's too late, and he installs new glass if you waited until your windshield looks like a roadmap. S&P Quality Auto Glass on Highway 63 next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack. We're in that time of year where you have cool nights and mornings with warm afternoons. The fluctuating temperatures.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Reese. Lynch Equipment and Coyote are ready to help you get the dirty work done. Stop in and check out the Coyote TL750 Compact Track Loader. Now, through the end of the year, get 0% financing for up to 48 months or $6,000 cash back. The TL750 is everything you want without all the things you don't. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Ever go into a store the people working are too busy to talk to you? It's like you don't even exist. Never a problem at JB's Health Mart. Have a question? Ask. The people make a difference at JB's Health Mart. For example, if you need to lose weight, let JB's help by just asking. Discover the JB's difference at JB's Health Mart. JB'sHealthMart.com and at 1504 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing 256-7628.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
With Paul Knight over here to my right, Nick Lawson across the way, Dylan Groves in the studio. Our halftime score is 14-10, and West Plains with the four-point deficit to make up in the second half, and it'll be Warrington getting the football to start the second half. We both saw something just a minute ago, Paul, that was kind of interesting. One of the officials walked over and checked on Isaiah Jones, and obviously he thought enough of what happened to Isaiah in the first half that he thought he'd check on him.
Yeah, well, as I say, Isaiah got picked on by the, and I say that, he got picked on because he was getting blocked in the back, in the side, many a time, and a lot of time when the play was going the opposite direction, and that's when he was playing defense, of course, and took that hit when he was playing offense, and the Zizzers, of course, you know, we kind of need Isaiah out there when we have the football.
Sort of.
Yeah.
But we're just probably a couple of minutes away from the second half. So let's take a 90-second timeout. Second half is coming up next on KDY.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Since 1981, Bell's Body Shop in West Plains has offered the very best in collision repair, hail damage repair, and paint. Today, the business is still thriving, being family-owned and operated, carrying on the legacy that Mark Bell built in his years of operation. So when you need body work done to your vehicle, there's only one name that should ring a bell. Bell's Body Shop on South 63 in West Plains. When there's a dent in what you drive, call 256-1335. Bell's Body Shop.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
14-10 is the score, and we're getting close to the second half kickoff. West Plains will kick the ball away to start the second half to the Warrington Warriors. Paul, when you go into a game like this against an undefeated 11-0 team that puts up big numbers like they have this year, the first question you have is, can we play with them?
Well, I was going to say, that's the first thing you say is, don't let them dominate us. You just don't let them dominate us. Get out there and play hard. We've played enough games that we know what we can do. We know what they're going to do. And we've just got to be able to do what we do best. And so far, West Plains has done a pretty good job of that. We've run the football fairly well. We've thrown the ball really well at times. Defensively, we've not given up a very big play yet. And that's the key for West Plains defensively, is not give up the big play and make the Warriors go down the field to score. And right now, the Warriors are going to get the ball. We're down 14-10 as the second half starts, but we're not out of this one by any means whatsoever.
A couple of years ago, we went up to St. Dominic's up at St. Louis, and we've been able to do here what we weren't able to do up there,
yes,
and that is,
yeah,
stay close, keep in the ball game, and make some plays on defense.
Well, and we're not doing the game from under a tree either.
That's,
yeah,
true.
We were actually in a booth.
We were at a definite disadvantage that day.
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, anyway, long story, but we're not going to go into.
Onside kick here, maybe?
I don't think so. I think we're going to kick a low-line driver and try to make sure they have to handle it.
Larson will kick the ball away, and a squib kick, hard squib kick, bounces, picked up Off the bounce, running to the left side, trying to get to the corner. They'll turn it inside. Now he bounces wide, and the tackle made at the 44-yard line by Jacob Moore. First down, Tim Warrington, their own 44-yard line.
Receiver there was Derek Forrest, and Forrest, that's his second reception on that squib kick. This time he gets all the way out to the 44-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Warriors, and they have the football and a four-point lead as we start the second half of this ball game. You know, the bad thing about this, Harlan, is whoever loses, they're checking in their gear Monday. They're done.
That's right.
It's that time of year. Has been for 3 weeks, but you kind of look at it a little differently when there's only 8 teams left.
Four wide. Well, they get 2 wide left, 1 wide to the right. 2 backs in the backfield with Brandon Johnson, their fine quarterback. He'll hand first guy up the middle. He'll break 2 tackles. He's across midfield. He's at the 43. Tackle made by Lopez, but a first down for Warrington, and they get a 13-yard run off the first play.
Javon Jones, number 40, that's his first carry, and he is a big fella lining up in the backfield. They don't have weights and heights on the program, but he is a big individual that carried the football there for the Warriors, and he's still in the backfield.
And he plays on the front line sometimes. On first down, they'll hand it to him again. He'll take it up the middle and get nothing. He's wrapped up from down low, underneath, around the ankles, and then a couple of red shirts push him over. Jackson Taylor, the initial guy, on the tackle for West Plains.
Along there, too, is Aaron Hargrove, and Hargrove says, I think I'll get off the field in a hurry this time. Gets to the sideline and brings up a second down and 9 for the Warriors from the West Plains 43-yard line here as we start the second half of play.
Good play on first down for the defense. Now let's see if we can get another one and force them into a third and long. No tight end on the line. Back to throw at Johnson. He looks right. Throws over the middle, wide open. Catch is made inside the 25. He's at the 20. And the tackle finally at the 16-yard line. Jackson Taylor gets the guy down, but not before. Another big pickup on the pass play. Wide open over the middle that time. First down for Warrington.
Thompson makes a nice catch and then runs down the field all the way to the 16-yard line. And Harlan, once again, we've talked about it all year long. The hook zones, we don't have anybody there. The hook zones have killed us all season. And that time, once again, the Warriors find the open spot in the middle of the field, pick up big yardage. It's first and 10 from the 16.
We're not getting much of a pass rush on him either, and that's giving him time to look around. From the 16-yard line on first down. Handoff right up the middle, busting it at the 5, and in for a touchdown. Warrington scores here, and they now go up by a score of 20-10. That was Javen Jones, and boy, he made his presence felt that drive, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He had 3 carries for about 60 yards altogether, and the Warriors go up by a score of 20-10, and they made that drive look very, very easy.
10-12 to go in the third quarter. And they'll try the extra point kick here with Tyler Farber. And the snap is wide. The hold down. The kick is up, straight up, but it looks good. And it is. 10-12 to go in the third quarter. West Plains trailing Warrington 21-10. Back in a minute on KDY.
You deserve rock star images, and Patty Ingalls Photography can make that happen. Patty Ingalls' work has been nationally published in Senior Inspire Magazine, Shutter Magazine, Senior Year Magazine, as well as many accolades in the photography community. Your senior deserves the best, so book your senior session today with the best, Patty Ingalls Photography. You can find her work and book your session online now at pattyingalls.com and check out the Zizzer Zone for images from Zizzer Sports.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's fall savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
All right, here comes the onside kick from Warrington. There it is. And it will roll and gets by the scissor receiving team, but they do cover it back at the 32-yard line.
Fortunately, the second line was able to get on the football as that ball went by the first line and was recovered by the scissors all the way down at the 31-yard line, but at least we have the football.
And I know we still have, we've got a lot of time left in the football game, but at the same time,
we're down 10.
We're down 11.
11, that's right. I forgot. Yeah.
And need points of some kind on this drive if we can get it. From the 32, running play right. Remy Wilson finds a hole, gets to the 40, across that to the 43, and that's a good run and a gain of 11 and a first down for West Plains.
Well, Zither's made a good play right there. Remy Wilson in the I formation just turned around, handed it to him right up the middle behind that offensive line, and the Zithers pick up a first down. And Renfro said something. Did 40 play in the first half? The running back, did he play in the first half?
He didn't have a carry, I don't think.
He didn't have a carry, but he's playing defensive end. I don't remember him playing in the first half at all. But
there's running play left over the tackle spot. That'll be a pickup near the 48. Remy Wilson got about five. He'll bring up second down and five.
Both teams keeping the ball on the ground here as we start the second half, and the Zithers have it second down and about five from their own 48 as they need a touchdown. Well, they need points because they trail 21-10. Back up under center is Jones.
No wide out right. Motion man Stauffer. Now toss play running left. They'll have a little lead blocking. Big hit made on Jackson Taylor as he got it close to a first down near the 47-yard line.
I was going to say, it depends on where that official stops. I think they're going to wave it on. They're going to mark him out at the 44, and that's going to be – now they're going to stop the clock and
move the chain.
Yep, move the chain. So that's another first down for the Zithers down to the Warrior 46-yard line.
It should be mentioned on behalf of the West Plains offensive line, they have held their own against a big, stout unit. Motion man, they'll hand it left with Jackson Taylor hit once, tries to bounce away and can't. He didn't get anything. No gain. Second down and 10.
Second down and 10 as Taylor ran into the big defensive line of the Warriors, and no gain on the play. Brings up second down and 10 for West Plains from the Warrior 46. We're inside 8:30 to go here in the third quarter. Zithers trail 21-10. Jackson looks a little injured, too.
He comes out, and Stauffer comes in. He'll split out wide to the right. In the slot right is Jacob Moore. Running play right, Remy. Tiptoes through the hole, 40-yard line, 35-yard line. Remy at the 30. Remy down at the 27, and a first down for West Plains and a gain of 19 yards.
I was going to say, you got to give the kid credit. Remy Wilson doesn't look like he's going to go anywhere, and the next thing you know, he's picked up 18, 19 yards. He just takes his time, follows his blocks, gets up behind the offensive guard, offensive tackle, gets into the secondary, and then once he gets hit, picks up another 5 or 6 yards every time. He does a good job.
The last thing a young running back learns is patience, but once you learn that, that's a big, big help. I formation this time from the 27-yard line of Warrington. Toss play running left. Jackson Taylor's got some blocking over there. 20-yard line tackle made near the 17.
Good block by Stauffer out there on the corner. He made their corner have to get away from him to make the tackle, but it's another Zizzer. Well, they're going to say it's short of the first down, aren't they? They're going to say it's going to be short by a yard, so it's second down and 9 on a nice run that time by Taylor as the Zizzers moving the ball down the field, which they need to do being down by 11.
Second and 1, maybe a little play action. Nope, going to run it right with Remy. Finds a hole, gets across the 15-yard line, has the first down at the 13 for West Plains.
Once again, Remy just gets behind that offensive line, waits for somebody to make a play or make a block, and then he follows it and picks up the yardage, and it's first and 10. And the Zithers have it at the Warrior 13-yard line. Still 7:14 to go in the third quarter. Down by 11 are the West Plains Zithers here at home in the state quarterfinals of Class 4A.
We've driven the ball 55 yards all on the ground so far. I formation with 6:59 to go in the third. Toss play running left. Jackson Taylor got it blocked again. Gets to the corner. 10-yard line, 5-yard line. Puts the pads down. Out of bounds at the 2. And a first down for West Plains and goal to go.
Taylor said, if you're going to hit me, I'm going to hit you back. That time he lowered his shoulder, made the contact, picked up an extra 3 with the contact, and it's a first and goal. Or are they going to say it's second down and a half a yard? They're going to say second and a half.
Mark him out at the 3-yard line.
This was where you'd see Jones normally on a quarterback sneak or a quarterback draw, but not with that right hip as the way it's been.
Watch for Red Erickson. No, they're going to run it. Flags are down. Man alive. That's where you least can afford that. Illegal procedure. That's a 5-yard penalty, and that'll back us up. So instead of second and a foot, it's going to be second down and about 5.
They called that on the left tackle, I think, because he's looking at the official going, what'd I do? What'd I do? You know, when he puts his hands out like this, what he's saying, what'd I do?
And you know who it's on.
Yeah.
Dead ball foul.
Fortunately, they don't have microphones and can yell out the number like they do in college and in the pro level.
That flag was on number 74. The son of Joe and Gayla.
Oh, that'd be even worse.
Second down and 5 from the 7-yard line. I formation, man in motion, stopper from the left. In the slot, they hand it off. Cutting up the middle, a hole for Remy Wilson. Inside the 5, near the 2-yard line. Now that should be a first down.
I think that's the first down, and more importantly, it sets up a first and goal from inside the 3. Well, now they're going to mark it right around the 3-yard line. So they're waving it on. They're waving it on. So it's first and goal from the 2.5-yard line, and the Zithers are going to have 4 cracks at putting this ball in the end zone, and they bring in the big boys.
Big block by Jackson Hunter on the right side of the line that last play. He's the right tackle. I formation, slot man left. Here comes the blitz. Toss play. Jackson Hunter breaks the tackle. 5-yard line, cuts it in. Dive, touchdown!
Taylor went airborne, got into the end zone, and it's a 1st and 10, and the Zithers are going to line up in their extra point of play as we've got a warrior down as he tried to make the tackle. And
looks like a cramp.
He's wanting to get up. He's up on his own. And you know what's bad about that? That's the quarterback.
No, that's Haas.
Is that Haas?
7 and 2 look a lot alike. I'm up here. It's 7.
That's 7. Okay, so that's Haas.
But he is their primary running back.
Yeah.
And now I don't know if they're going to give him the ball at all after the other guy came up so big. Now here we go. Swinging gate formation. That doesn't mean anything right off. We're outnumbered on the line where the ball's being snapped, so we'll have to file back into our normal spots and line up for the kick. Larson will be the kicker. Isaiah Jones is the holder, and let's see if someone trucks him again on the hold here.
That's where he got hurt the first time.
Snap good, hold down, kick up, kick good. Scissors down 4 with 6:16 to play in the third. West Plains trailing Warrington 21-17, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The action continues now with more Zizzer football on Hot Country KDY.
Here is the kick, and it's taken deep and returned to the 42-43 yard line
And that's going to be very similar to the last location that Warrington started their previous drive. And they'll have it first down right there.
So it's 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. West Plains trails by a score of 21-17, but the Warriors have the ball at the 42-yard, their own 42-yard line, and they guess what? They've got number 40 back in the ball game.
Not only back in the ball game, but I'm sure lined up in the backfield.
Yeah, Jones. I didn't have him highlighted, so he did not play in the first half.
I haven't seen a combination running back defensive end yet this year till this game.
And guess what? He's going to run it again.
Flags are down on the play against Warrington.
Got too many men on the field. They're counting people. Dead ball,
yep.
Illegal participation. You can't play with 12. We tried it once.
Boy, that helps. It should help our defense a little bit there. It's first and 15 now.
And I just heard one of the people in the stands make a comment. There are two number sevens on the field at the same time, which is not.
It looks like it.
No, there's the running back and a wide receiver. Or the quarterback, excuse me, the quarterback and the running back both wearing number seven.
Well, the quarterback is listed as two. Here's the handoff right up the middle, and they'll get some of that yardage back, but not all. They got three on the run up to the 40-yard line. It'll be second down.
And it is a two. His jersey's just rolled up.
Yeah. It looks like a seven from a distance, though.
Yeah, it does from where I'm sitting. Second down and about 12 for the Warriors. Zither defense got to step up here, Harlan. 5:35 to go, third quarter, down by four.
Receivers
all over the place.
Two to the left, one to the right. Man in motion out of the backfield. They look to the left. They've got good pressure on the quarterback. He has to roll to the right. Pressure. Rolls to the sideline, out of bounds, and he'll lose a yard.
Good job there by number 75 for the West Plains Zizzers. That's Fernando Lopez.
He's having a game today.
Yeah, he's played well today, both offensively and defensively. And unfortunately, I shouldn't say unfortunately, but that's kind of the scenario of the Zizzers. If you're on offense, you're also playing a little defense one from time to time. And Zizzers have done a good job of rotating people in there and keeping them fresh enough to keep the pressure on the Warriors, who have the ball at their own 40-yard line on a third and 12.
Watch the middle of the field here. They've been picking on the middle of the zone. Back to throw it. Johnson flushed out of the pocket, throws it quick underneath, incomplete. Well, pressure on the quarterback caused that. And Johnson wanted a penalty flag for roughing the quarterback. He didn't get it.
He didn't get touched. It's hard to get a roughing when you don't get touched, but it's fourth down and about 12, and the Warriors probably have to punt this ball away. Let's plan on them punting it away.
Well, we drove it 68 yards all on the ground for the most part that last drive, so that's going to take away some of that decision. They'll come in from the sideline up in their deep formation and then probably punt the ball away.
Well, I was going to say, I think they're going to probably try to draw the Zithers offside. Looks like they're lined up in a position to go for it, but I think they're going to punt it away.
Long snap count. They're going to run it. Out to the left side, looking deep to the sideline. Ball tipped away and incomplete. Zithers take over. And Jacob Moore with the defensive play. No, that was Josiah Long again.
I was going to say that's Long and Moore out there to make the play. And I'll be honest with you, there's a flag down on the field, and I can't believe they're going to call pass interference on this one.
That ball was tipped.
Yes, that ball was tipped. It cannot be a pass interference if the ball is tipped. We got to wait for an indication from the officials. The official on the Warrior sideline threw the flag. Let's see what they're going to call here.
If they call that pass interference,
unsportsmanlike. Oh.
Now, was that for trash talking?
There's no telling, but it should be after the play.
That's going to be a 15-yard penalty and a first down.
So they'll mark it off from the previous spot. So they'll mark it off from the 40. there must have been something said over there on the far sideline, because there was no indication, there was no pointing or anything like that, but they throw the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty flag, and the Zizzers now have it first and 10 at their own 45-yard line, but they do have the ball.
They do have the ball, so yes, it's a post-possession foul.
Yes, it was a post-possession, unsportsmanlike, but the Zizzers have the ball, first and 10 at their own 45-yard line.
On first down, running play up the middle. Remy tries to get to the edge, does, but doesn't get much, and he gets tackled hard out of bounds.
There's a return.
Personal foul call on the tackle out of bounds.
That was a makeup call right there, because the guy carried him out of bounds, threw him to the ground, and
of course we got flags all over the place.
Flags all over the place, and that'll be a 15-yarder for unsportsmanlike conduct. And they got flags on the sideline, on the field.
You could call that a penalty. At the same time, you've seen worse.
Yeah. It was just a situation. He just carried it a little too far.
That is a makeup call.
Yeah. First and 10 now at the Warrior 35-yard line for the West Plains Zizzers, down by four. They're going to bring Judd into the ball game. He usually plays that tight end position, which means we may go to the double tight wing. And we do.
Single running back on first down from the 36 of Warrenton. Toss play, running left, lead blockers. And Remy on the run. It gets out of bounds near the 30-yard line, maybe the 32. Gain of three on the play, second down and a long six.
That was a nice play there by the West Plains offense to pick up those 3 yards, because the Warriors, they kind of knew what was coming, and they had people on the left side of the offense and right side of the defense, and the West Plains was able to still get 3 yards on the play.
Good job play calling today by the West Plains coaching staff. They've been able to kind of keep Warrenton off balance with their play calling, and they've moved the ball on the ground. It's now second down at about six from the 32-yard line of Warrenton. Toss play, running to the right side this time. And it's Jackson Taylor, and he is bang down at the 29. I mean, he ran into a wall after he picked up 3 yards.
Jackson said, "Who hit me?" because that was a contact. And Taylor went down at the 29-yard line. He's going to come to the sideline as Remy Wilson goes back into the ball game. And Taylor has taken some hits today. And Jackson's going, I felt that one.
We've got two plays to get the first down. It's at the 29 of Warrenton. Got to get just shy of the 25. Running play left. Hand it off. Remy, drug down from behind. It's going to be short of the first down by a yard.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we came up a yard short, so that's a big play right here for the West Plains offense. And with Jones kind of on the, I don't want to say injured list, but not feeling his best, this would normally be a quarterback's, your favorite play, but I don't think it's going to be right now. Fourth and one. Play clock still at 25. We got all kinds of time. Taylor comes back into the ball game.
I don't know. We may run it.
Taylor's in the ball game. Cropper the fullback. Taylor the tailback. Jones the quarterback.
Under center. I formation. Need a half a yard. Going to run it. Toss play. Left side. Big hole. Taylor at the 20. At the 15. At the 10. Out of bounds at the 9-yard line. First down, West Plains. And West Plains has found something on that.
I was going to say, we've run that play for success every time. The only bad thing was Jones took a severe hit from the defensive end, number 40, who didn't play in the first half, and I know why. He probably got thrown out of the last game because that was a blow that he delivered to the quarterback on the option, and the Zizzers have it first and goal from the 9 with an opportunity to take the lead here in the ball game.
Single back is Remy Wilson from the 9. Running play left. Remy at the 7, at the 5. Remy at the 4, at the 3-yard line, and he is stacked up at the 2.
Zizzers offensive line doing an excellent job of moving the football. And like you said, Harlan, we found some weaknesses, especially on the pitch to the left side and running inside the tackle on the right side.
I'll tell you what, you just mentioned it. But man alive, again, our offensive line has done such a job up front.
Well, you look at their defensive line, and you got kids that are They look like, yeah, I was going to say they're 265, 275. They're about 6'3", 6'4". And the Zithers are holding their own right now and have an opportunity to take the lead.
And now running play right rim. He cuts it up to the one-yard line.
And got pushed down to about the half-yard line. So it's going to bring up a third and goal from inside the one.
Got a couple of cracks to get in the end zone. This could be the football game right here, even though we still have a lot of time
left. Lots of time left. And both teams have been moving the football. We got fortunate that the Warriors had a little problem.
Josiah may just call his own number here. There you go.
Oh, he did.
Quarterback sneak.
Your play.
Touchdown. West Plains takes the lead.
Isaiah Jones ran the quarterback sneak. Has to be helped up off the field, but he's walking back to the play.
Hip
and the Zithers
no
have the lead, 23-21.
Bad hip or no bad hip? That's a touchdown for the Zithers, Isaiah Jones. And now the extra point try. This is a big kick here, making a three-point game. Snap good, hold down. Kick is up, and that kick is good. 2:31 to go in the third, and what a state playoff game we've got going. West Plains leading after trailing 21-10. They lead it 24-21. Back in a minute on KDY.
Frequent Night, this is Roadrunner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4, what can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Rick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repair, so I'm not down for long. Mercy, me, my brakes got some issues. What's there, 20? They're on South 63 in West Plains next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone.
Domino's Pizza announces their new mac and cheese favorites, the 5 Cheese mac and cheese and buffalo mac and cheese. Try one today with any mix and match items on the menu. Mix and match with one of the all-new mac and cheese dishes. Order online at dominoes.com and have it delivered or pick it up in the store at Domino's in West Plains or Mountain Grove. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Here we go, the kick by the Zithers. It gets away on a fumble on a squib kick, and it's down at the 19-yard line. And Jacob Moore got down there quick. That was close. We almost were on the receiving end of some
that would have been good. Luck. And, well, let's see. We've got officials. Oh, just changing ball out. That's all we're doing, just changing the ball out. Okay. I thought we had a flag, but... Okay, we got the lead, Harlan, with 2:26 to go in the third quarter. We're in front 24-21. Defensively, we're on the field, ready to put some holds on this team of the Warriors.
Josiah Long still back out there in place of Isaiah Jones. Spread set, option play left. Quarterback will keep. He'll turn it up. And he'll get 7 yards close to it. And a gain up to the 27-yard line.
Johnson just took the ball. There was no faking on that part. He was just going to run left, get behind that big offensive line and the big running backs, and picked up 7. Brings up second down and about 3 to go. As the clock gets inside, 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Zithers on top by 3, 24-21. And there's a lot of red in the stands, a lot of it standing up watching. And there's a bunch of it sitting down, especially on the far side of the field.
Three down linemen for West Plains. Second down at about 3 from the 27. Johnson, the quarterback, takes it, keeps it, goes to the right, looks for a little running room, gets a first down across the 30 to the 33-yard line. That's a gain of 7 and a first down for the Warrington Warriors. And Brandon Johnson is not their whole offense. They've got other weapons, but he's the center of their offense.
I was going to say, when we talked to Coach Dixon before the game, they said he's the one you kind of got to keep an eye on because he can run it, he can throw it, and when he gets in the open field, he's a hard fellow to catch a hold of. 1:26 to go in the third quarter. Zithers up by 3, and the Warriors have the football at their own 32.
Their scat back is back in the game in the backfield with Johnson. Motion man from the slot. They'll hand it off running to the left. They'll turn it back upfield, and a good defensive play by Lawson to make the tackle just across the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Running back that time, Austin White, not really a running back. He's a wide receiver, came in motion, got the handoff, no gain on the play, second down and 10. But, well, Harlan, if you're going to go for it for fourth and 13 inside your own territory, you're going to run it until you get a first down or you have to give the ball over on downs.
Second down and 10 from their own 33, Warrington, with 43 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second and 10. Johnson will hand off. They'll run it to the right. Haas has running room. He gets across the 35 near the 40-yard line, and that'll be a gain of about 7, and that may be the last play of the third quarter.
Depends on what Warrington wants to do here because there's 25 seconds to go in the quarter. The play clock's at 40. They're looking at the sideline, and I don't think they're in any big hurry.
That'll be the last play of the third quarter.
They're headed to the sideline.
With the score, the Zizzers leading Warrington 24.
Nope,
they're going to run a quick play, it looks like, on third down and 3.
Trying to draw the Zizzers offside.
And there is the end of the quarter. Now, at the end of 3, it's West Plains leading Warrington 24-21. Back in a minute on KDY.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
Are you ready for a Coyote compact track loader? Hi, this is Riley. The TL750 comes with 74 horsepower and can easily handle tough jobs thanks to its rugged build, powerful engines, exceptional lift heights, and precision controls. Take on landscaping, construction, everything on the farm, and more with confidence. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains today. Coyote, we dig dirt.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Back with Paul Knight. It's third down and 3 for Warrington. Starting the fourth quarter, West Plains leads at 24-21. Paul, I thought the Bolivar game that we had here last week was a terrific football game. This has been a terrific football game.
This has been a dandy. This has been a dandy. The Zizzers came in as obviously underdogs in the ball game, considering the situation, but they've played very well today, and it's a third and 3.
They'll hand it off, running left, and they'll get him in the backfield, but he may be close to a first down near the 43-yard line.
He's going to be about a yard short, but if they're going to go for it on 4th and 13 from inside your own 40, I'll bet you go for it for 4th and 1 inside your own 40.
Especially trailing by 3 here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
This is the play of the game so far right here.
Big play here for the West Plains defense. You know that they've got number 40 back in the backfield. I bet he carries the ball.
That would be a very...
Yeah, Javon Jones,
safe.
The big guy in the backfield, he wears number 40, did not play in the first half. He's here in the second half, and he's done a job against the Zizzers.
On the snap, late handoff, but they break through, and the running back falls at the 48-yard line, and Haas had a touchdown if he had stayed on his feet.
If he hadn't fallen, he was in the end zone because he is cutting back against the grain. There was nobody there, but the play's dead at the 48 as he goes down, and it's first and 10 for the Warriors from the Zizzer 48-yard line with just under 11 minutes to go here in the ball game.
Well, that's the problem with that short yardage defense. You get bunched up on the line. If they get by the line, you're in trouble. But it's a first down and 10 from the 48 of West Plains for Warrington. West Plains up by 3. High snap. Handoff to the big guy running right, and he'll get 3, maybe 4 yards near the 45-yard line, and it'll be second down.
Jones picked up about 4 as he gets to the 44, and that's going to bring up a second down and about 6 for the Warriors, who trail the Zizzers by 3, and we're down to 10:30 to go in the ball game.
Javon Jones, the running back, and he goes out of the ball game. He's banged up.
I hate that.
He took a shot, or sometimes you land on the ball. That'll mess you up. But he's out of the ball game. on second down and six from the 44 West Plains. Johnson, quarterback draw, running to the right. Diving tackle miss up the right side, still inbounds, and they'll finally circle him at the 30-yard line, and the play stops there, and a good gain on that play of 14 yards.
Yeah, I was going to say that time the West Plains' other defense had a problem making a tackle as they missed several opportunities to make the tackle for, well, a loss or no gain or a gain of 3 or 4, and it ends up being a gain of 10. And now it's at the 30-yard line where it's first and 10 for the Warriors inside 9:50. To go in the ball game between these two pretty good football teams.
If you could get a stop and get the ball back.
Yes.
What a big thing that would be. From the 30-yard line, first and 10, though, back to throw, play action. Deep throw in the corner of the end zone, high pass is caught for a touchdown for Warrington.
Number 11 makes the catch, a nice catch. He was well covered. Catch made there by Austin White. From 30 yards out, and the Zizzers now trail by 3, 27-24.
30-yard pass, catch, and score. I'm kind of surprised it has taken this long in the game for them to really try to stretch us down the field, but they did there.
Well, it was good coverage. It was just an excellent catch by the wide receiver. White went up, made the catch, and the Warriors now are in front by 3.
Here's another big, big extra point. Farber will kick it. He's had mixed results today. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick. That looks much better, and it's good. 9:26 to go in the fourth. West Plains down by 4, 28-24 to Warrington. Back in a minute, and the onside kick on KDY.
Dedication, hard work, perfection, putting in the extra effort. All things that make a great football team. It also makes for a great roofing company. KT Roofing. Kevin Tyler, a proud Zizzer, and his crews will make sure the job is done right every time. They do all types of roofs, from shingles to metal, flat roofs, siding, and they do gutters too, all with the longest labor warranty in the area. Zizzer alumni, you get a 5% discount. For all your roofing needs, call KT. KT Roofing, 256-3016.
Driving in the fall and winter months can be challenging. You never know what Mother Nature will bring each day. Make sure your tires have plenty of tread. Give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you will always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
Well, we almost made it back for the onside kick, but the Zizzers recover, and they'll have first down and 10.
Gavin Marshall did a good job of getting on that football. That time there was no opportunity for the Warriors as Marshall got on it. The Zizzers have it first and 10 at their own 42, down by 4, 28-24, with 9:23 to go in the ball game. And Jones looked pretty good running out there to the huddle this time.
You know something? There's 9 minutes to go in the game. The way we move the ball on the ground, if we could establish about a five-minute drive here and punch this thing in, that'd be great. Running play, counter play, right with Remy Wilson. Gets two good blocks.
Oh.
And gets up just shy of the 45-yard line.
One more missed tackle right there, or a little bit of a swiggle, and Remy's down the sideline for a lot of yards. Instead, he picks up just 3. Brings up second down and 7. The ball at the West Plains 45-yard line. And the Zizzers trail by 4 here late. Well, not late. Midway through quarter number 4.
Just under the 9-minute mark. And Jackson Taylor will come out of the lineup now for Stauffer for West Plains. Wilson, the single running back. Well, Luke Cropper's back there. A staggered eye set. Offset to the right. Motion man Stauffer from the slot. Fake it, back to throw it. Jones looks deep, heaves it way downfield, got a guy. Jacob Moore, incomplete, pass interference on the play.
He had that flag picked up as soon as the ball hit the ground because the defender came over the back of Moore just as before the ball got there, and Moore was going to the ground as the ball got to him. He had no opportunity to catch the ball. Flag's thrown. So that's a 15-yard penalty. It's going to be a first down, and the ball's going to be inside the Warrior territory.
He had to go over the back to swat. He did swat the ball away, but he went over the back of Jacob Moore made contact. 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. So it'll move it up to the 40-yard line. West Plains has it there with 8:27 to go.
First and 10 from the 40. Lots of time left. The Zitters have it. Down by four. Jones gets the play, gets the ball. Here come the Zitters, the line of scrimmage. Needing points.
Unbalanced line to the right. They run right, and Remy gets tackled around the ankles as he just got past the line of scrimmage. Tackle made by Caden Storr. He is one of their outstanding linebackers.
Got to give some compliments to number 30 for the West Plains Zizzards. That's Luke Cropper. Plays that fullback position. Has not touched the ball yet except on the onside kick, but does an excellent job of blocking for Jackson Taylor and Remy Wilson.
Hand off Remy again to the right on second and 7. He'll get a yard to the 34-yard line maybe.
Warrior defense had the middle clogged up. We've got an injured man down on the field. Medical staff's running out there. He'll be down for a moment or two.
So we'll take a timeout, and we'll come back in 90 seconds. 28-24, Warrington leads in the fourth quarter with 7:40 to go, an injury timeout. Back in 90 seconds on KDY.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, it's where we are. Taylor Group of Chevrolet in West Plains.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Injured player walking off under his own power. Travian Guthrie, one of their senior linemen, goes off to the field under his own power, so that's good.
He played nose tackle. They got a new one in there at the nose tackle position. They got those two huge defensive ends. Number 43, that is Taylor Anderson, and of course number 40, the guy we talked about earlier, Javon Jones.
Out of the spread, third and long. Running play right. Remy tries to get to the corner, gets to the 31. That's going to be short of the first down by about a yard. And there ain't no quibbling about this.
Well, I was going to say, Coach Wyatt says we got the first down, but it looks to me like they're a yard short.
Oh, the mark is much better than I thought it was.
Yeah,
the first down, easy.
I was going to say, that's within a half a yard. We may see your favorite play.
Why aren't they measuring this? That ought to be a first down, shouldn't it?
Well, unless the yardage marker's right on the 30-yard line, it's third down or fourth down and a half yard. Zithers come to the line of scrimmage on fourth and short.
Here comes the quarterback sneak on fourth and short. Nope, they're going to hand it off in the backfield. Remy hit and driven back, and he didn't get it.
No, it depends where they mark it. The official coming in from the right side has him for the first down. The official on the left side has him short. Let's see where they mark the ball. They're going to mark it on the other side of the 30, and that's a first down, Harlan.
Wow.
The official on this side gave us the first down. And as Zithers have it first and 10 at the 20, now they move it back to the 30. At the 29 and a half, now it's at the 30.
I think December 25th came a little early.
That was a Christmas present. A week before Thanksgiving, but a few days before Thanksgiving.
First down and 10 West Plains at the 30 of Warrington, still with the ball. Back to throw it. Jones, pressure from the right side, steps up, throws it to the near sideline, wide open, incomplete.
Oh,
Ethan Miller was wide
open
at the 10-yard line, and it was over his head and out of bounds.
And Jones is saying, how did I throw that one over his head?
I don't know, but we'll come back to that play.
We'll see that again. Jones had time, stepped up in the pocket, and unfortunately threw it over Miller's head, and it's second down and 10 from the 30. And the Zithers still have the ball with 6:10 to go, down by four. 28-24 is our score, and the Zithers with an opportunity to get points on the board.
Red Erickson in the game, and Red has been an excellent receiving tight end the last couple of years. Hasn't seen much business lately, maybe here. Here we go, single back on second down and 10. And that secondary is played up tight. Jones hands off right side. Remy is hit around the ankles and tackle made after a short gain on the play of just a couple of yards.
Coach Wyatt's playing the clock, too. He's waiting. He's holding his hands up and don't start to play till there's 6 or 8 seconds left on the play clock because he wants to run the time down.
Caden Storr, again, the linebacker, made the stop that time for Warrington.
We're definitely in two-down territory, but it's a third down and a long 7 for the West Plains Zizzers offense.
The Zizzers going left to right. They're on the right hash mark. Short side of the field is to the right. Let's see if they come back to that play here. A little pass play to the right. Here's the long snap count with third down and 7. Isaiah checks the sideline. Now we're ready to go. Handoff, counterplay, running right, turn it upfield. Remy is stopped right on the 25. That didn't get much, got 2, and it'll bring up now 4th down and 5.
4th and 5 from the 25, and you got to go for it because the field goal just gets you within 1, and you're kicking into the wind, and the Zithers are going to go for it on 4th and 5, and you talked about it before, Harlan. This is the biggest play of the ball game up to this point.
And going on what we've already seen, you would suspect you got a chance to see West Plains run that counter pitch play to Jackson Taylor around the left end that's worked so well so far today, but you got to think Warrington's thinking the same thing.
Well, I was going to say they brought in their wide receivers. They got the 4 wide receiver set with Remy Wilson in the backfield.
4th down and 5 from the 25 of Warrington. Play clock at 10. And they're going to call timeout.
They're going to take timeout.
Timeout, West Plains, 4:22 to go. We'll take a 30-second timeout, 28-24. Warrington with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarkHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
We come back.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
As I was saying, we come back with 4:22 to go in the ball game. West Plains is faced with 4th down and 5. Paul Knight said the biggest play of the game. This could be the biggest play of the season right here.
Well, I was going to say, if we make the first down and keep the ball going, we get a couple more plays. If we don't get the first down, it may have been the last play the offense has this year.
If I'm on the Warrington side and I'm thinking about this next play, I'm thinking we got to stop them here or there's a good chance they could score and win the ball game.
Yeah, and score with very little time
right.
left. Zithers come to the line of scrimmage, 4th and 5. Big play right here for the West Plains. Big Red's got to get 5 yards right
All
here.
All the chips in the middle of the table on 4th and 5. Play action, back to throw. Jones does. High, incomplete.
Wasn't close to anybody.
It was intended for Ethan Miller, at the 15-yard line. But Jones had some pressure from his right side, and I think that spooked him a little bit, and he threw the ball too high. He was open, and it's first down for Warrington.
Warrington has the ball at the 25-yard line. There is 4:17 to go. The Zithers have got to stop them to get the ball back with an opportunity to put points on the board as they trail by 4. And that's the bad thing, Harlan. We trail by 4, which means we've got to score a touchdown to win the ball game. Field goals are not going to help us.
Well, Humongous is not in the backfield on this first play anyway.
Nope. But I have a feeling that number two, Brandon Johnson, may keep the ball in his hands a bunch.
He'll hand it off. Huge hole on the left side. And a gain up to the 29 and a gain of 4, 2nd down and 6.
Good tackle there by number 11 for the West Plains Zithers, Joshua Long, because there was an opportunity for Haas to make a big play, but Long wouldn't let him.
2nd down and 6 from their own 29-yard line.
Inside, 4 minutes to go in the ball game, and the clock is running. This is going to be a long 4 minutes, and the Warriors are in no hurry as the play clock is still at 22, and they've taken their time to get to the line of scrimmage.
Play clock clicks down to 15 now. Staggered eye formation with a deep set. The quarterback, Brandon Johnson, stands deep. One wide out, double tight ends. Flags are down, and they jumped.
Illegal procedure. That stops the clock, and it moves them back 5 yards. So now instead of second and six, it's second and 11, and the clock is stopped because of the penalty. So there, you got two opportunities to stop them, get the ball back via punt. But then you never know, because the Warriors have gone for it for fourth down inside their own territory twice.
Right.
We got one of them. They got one of them.
We'll see what happens on this play. That backs it up. It's second down and 12. That really changes this whole dynamic on this possession. Let's see what happens. Let's see if they run left again. Here's a handoff. They run left. Jacob Moore fills the hole. They get to the side. And the tackle made from behind, 36-yard line. That's a first down.
And unfortunately, stayed in bounds and got the first down, as they're going to mark him at the 36-yard line, where it's going to be first and 10 for the Warriors, as the clock is now at 3:19. The Zizzers, according to the clock, still have two timeouts left, and they may have to use them here very shortly.
Something about running left today. West Plains has had success running left, and here in this series, there's no doubt which way they want to run the football. They're running behind the left side of their offensive line.
Well, they're running away from number 74 and number 75. Hunter and, gosh dang it, is it Lopez? Yeah.
Tight ends on each end of the line, single wide out to the right. Two backs with Johnson. They'll hand off, running to the right again, try to get to the corner. They get to the corner, turn it up, big run, 45-50, 45-40 at the 35-30. Cuts it back across field, and tackle made at the 22-yard line of West Plains.
And that may have been the ball game, because the ball goes all the way down to the 22-yard line. The clock is at 2:34, and the Warriors have it first and 10 inside Zizzer territory.
A 42-yard run. And that sets up first down and 10 with 2:34 to play, and that is a huge, huge play right there.
Yeah, we had an opportunity to get the ball back maybe via punt, but now the Warriors can run four plays, and the Zizzers will still have 80 yards to go, and the clock is at 2:19 and running, and the play clock still at 20 seconds. So they'll snap this ball inside the two-minute mark.
Well, it took until about 2 minutes to go in the game before Austin Haas, their fast running back, gashed us with a big one. And now it's first down from the 22-yard line of West Plains. Snap, quarterback Johnson's going to keep. They'll turn it in, and he'll stay on his feet inside the 20 to the 17-yard line. Gain of five.
Gain of five, and got a timeout taken by the West Plains Zizzers. We'll be back in 1 minute here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
We're in that time of year where you have cool nights and mornings with warm afternoons. The fluctuating temperatures will cause that rock chip you've been ignoring to start racing across your windshield. See Kevin at S&P Quality Auto Glass in West Plains. He can fix the rock chip before it's too late, and he installs new glass if you waited until your windshield looks like a road map. S&P Quality Auto Glass on Highway 63 next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at TLGTrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Hey, I got a message from my buddy Big Jim. He's listening to the radio. He's under the impression this has been a really good game.
It has been a good game.
He's right.
This has been a good. It's been a very good football game. Unfortunately, we're down to the very tail end of it. 1:51 to go. It's second down and five. And should the Warriors get a first down, this game's over.
Don Meredith will start singing at that
point. Yes, he will.
Snap out shotgun, running to the left. They'll turn it inside. They won't get a first down on that play. They'll get two up to the 16. West Plains will call their final timeout, I think.
They just did. West Plains took their final timeout. Stops the clock with 1:46.
Timeout on the clock, and we'll be back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
The action continues now with more Zizzer football on Hot Country KDY.
We're down to 1:46 to go with the ball game. Timeout on the field. It'll be a third down and 5 for Warrington. I want to thank the Kiwanians for feeding me lunch today. I didn't have time, and Kim Grinnan took care of me down there, along with their cooks that they fly in from Paris on game day. I'm giving them some run here. Wide man to the right, third down and 5, 16-yard line of West Plains. Big play, running play to the right. They'll get Haas to the corner, and he's going to get the first down, and the flag is down.
We got a hold.
Flag on the play. This is going to come back on a hold.
That's going to stop the clock, more importantly, Harlan. It stops the clock with 1:40 to go. They're going to mark off 10 yards, so it'll be third down. Uh-oh. And now we've got a unsportsmanlike. Somebody just went nuts on the sideline. I hope it wasn't us.
That's the highest flag I've seen thrown
ever.
In years.
I think that was on their quarterback. Or was it on the running back?
Either the Haas or either on Johnson, but two flags came down. We had a flag on the play, then we had a flag after the play.
We got a hold or a block below the waist. Okay.
Chop block.
So that's a 15 yarder.
Get your jogging britches on. We're going to keep going here. So they'll mark it from the point of the first penalty.
So 15 yards from the spot of the foul. That takes it to the 34-yard line. Then you got a dead ball, unsportsmanlike, against the Warriors. That's another 15-yarder. That'll look good on the report, Tamisha.
So this ends up all the way back at the 44-yard line.
So it's third down and about a mile, but we're inside a minute. We're at a minute 40. It's third down. The clock will start with the snap. The Zizzers cannot stop the clock because they are out of timeouts. And with the 40-second clock, that means we might get it back with about 20 seconds to go in the ballgame.
It's third and 31. And in spite of that fact, if they did anything but run the ball here, I may fall off this stool.
Fortunately, we're in a booth.
Here's the snap. Quarterback hands right. Haas gets to the sideline, gets up the sideline. He's still going, and he steps out of bounds. Or did he slide down?
He broke it
up the right side for a run all the way to the 5-yard line. He picked
ball
up
game.
39 yards. First down, and that will be the ball game.
That's ball game is the fourth or third and 30 whatever, and he picks it all up and then slid down at the 5-yard line. That stops the clock on the first down, but all the Warriors need to do now is take two snaps, and this ball game's over. Zithers did well. Unfortunately, they're going to be on the wrong end of this score, and the red and black on the far sideline is going nuts.
Deservedly so.
They played well. We played well. It was a good football game. I enjoyed watching it. Some good players out there both teams.
Take a knee here, and Warrington will run the clock out. This will be the last play.
This will be the last play because with the 40-second play clock, he went down in bounds.
There it is.
That's ball game. Zithers fall 28-24 to Warrington. And the Warriors get the win. They advance on to the semifinals, and they'll play close to home next week, whether it be at their place, which they should be because they're on the road this week, or be a visitor again, either at Festus or Gatewood.
We'll take a minute break and wrap it up in a minute here on KDY.
Now's the best time to buy a Kubota tractor at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. Now on Kubota L2502 and L3302 tractors equipped with a 5-foot box blade, 5-foot rotary cutter, Kubota front end loader, and 8-year powertrain warranty, get zero down, zero APR for 84 months through 12/31/24. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. See Edgler and Harper today.
If your doctor prescribes oxygen therapy for you or a family member, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is your go-to provider for reliable oxygen services. They have multiple options for patients needing oxygen. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been providing oxygen to patients for over 40 years and has a trained staff to take care of you. Respiratory services are their expertise. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Well, considering we're in the state playoffs, you expect games in the playoffs to be some of the best of the season, and I think today we got to see the best football game we saw all year.
I was going to say, Harlan, that's one of the better games we've seen all year long. The Zithers played well. They just ran up against a team that was a little better than them today, and unfortunately, West Plains' season is over. Warrenton will go on, and they'll play the winner of the Festus Gatewood game or Gateway game next Saturday afternoon in the St. Louis area. But you got to give the Zithers credit. They did an excellent job today against a very good football team, a class ranked in the Class 4A, and the Zithers came out 4 points short today.
Teams line up in the handshake line and congratulate each other on a really good ball game. I thought the offensive line for West Plains today was fantastic. I thought the defense did a great job. They held them 10 points under their average.
Well, we gave up very few big plays, and unfortunately one of the big plays was the next to last play of the ball game when you got him on 3rd and 31 and he picks up 45. That's a tough one to swallow, and the Zithers fall today by a final score of 28-24 to a very good football team that can hold their heads high. They finished the season 8-4, but unfortunately they finished the season at home. And now Monday they'll put their stuff away
and start getting in basketball shape. At least some of them will.
Some of them will, yeah.
8-4 is the final record. Warrenton goes to 12-0, and they hold on and win here today, 28-24. Thanks to all our sponsors for bringing you the broadcast here on the radio and the live stream as well. And thanks for listening to the broadcast. We start basketball season, I think it's December 5th for the high school. And tonight the Grizzlies will be at home against Southeastern Iowa. That'll be here on KDY. Final score again, 28-24. Warrenton wins it. For Paul Knight, for Nick Lawson, Dylan Groves in the studio, Harlan Hutchinson saying so long from Zizzer Stadium.